please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
This is platinum. This is the class.
We're talking Ferris wheels.
You've got a sassy walk.
Right. Hang on.
Put a collar on for the Lord.
Was there talk of going full Phantom?
I doubt it.
I am also laughing at that.
Everybody gave Daddy what he needed. Mad at all.
Live on tape. It's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Ha ha ha. Hey, thank you so much, Matt Belknap. Indeed, everybody, welcome into the program. Welcome to Never Not Funny, episode 36Z, the final episode of season 36. That means season 37 will begin next week, and that's the future, and the future's now, as Neil Diamond once said. Hey, we're heading for the future, and the future's now. I've mentioned it before on this program, but I'll mention it again. Do yourself a favor and go to YouTube and look for that Neil Diamond video for the song Heading for the Future, and it will do nothing but delight you, because it is a singer-songwriter doing his best to do a music video. And he is, while he was in the Jazz Singer, Neil Diamond, an actor he ain't. It forced all those musicians to be actors in the 80s. That was the problem. They just wanted to make music. They didn't want to be a leader of a motorcycle gang. Anyway, welcome to the program. The future's now, 36Z. I say Z so that our people overseas know that what episode it is. It's Z for us here in the States. We don't use Z. We say Z. I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't fight Zed. If somebody got into the Oval Office and said we're changing Z to Zed, you know, if Donald Trump said that, I'd go, you know, he got one thing right. You know what? That's the thing. That's the thing he got right, as he's destroying the Smithsonian this week. That's what he's choosing to do with his time until he eats one last Big Mac and fucking dies. So he's I guess he's upset that these history museums teaching people about history.
Well, you know what they say, Jimmy.
What's that?
Woke is broke.
Yeah, I know it. Didn't he tweet out a meme that said that? Or was that his kid?
I think he literally typed it out. And maybe he also did that. But yeah, he was saying why. Yeah, these museums can't have, they all they want to talk about is how slavery is bad. That's so woke to say that slavery is bad.
Why aren't they talking about the future? Repeating, history museum.
I don't think you know what a museum is.
Yeah.
The Museum of Science Industry in Chicago will have like a quote unquote Tomorrowland thing where they will tell you what's, you know, but in this day and age, that's on the internet, so it's not. Yeah. It's not like when I was a kid and you'd go there and they would have like the jetpack that we all thought we'd be flying about in. Mm-hmm. But that's a science museum, a history museum, the Smithsonian, where again Archie Bunker's chair is in there. It's things from the past. We shouldn't be talking about how exciting the future is or how America's thriving. That's not what a museum is. You dumb fuck.
Sounds like he wants a World's Fair. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go maybe we could pitch that to him.
You know what? Let's go. Get that Ferris wheel. And then maybe the guy forgets to strap him in tight enough at the top. So that when he as it swings and he's at the top. Do you think he goes on the Ferris wheel? I put money in that he doesn't.
I bet he'd be afraid of it. But he wouldn't admit.
Full disclosure. Last time I was on a Ferris wheel, I when I was stuck on top, as you know, as they do that ratchet down of unloading and loading people, and you're stuck on top, like those four spots at the top for more longer than you should be. Mm-hmm. It's a little scary on a big Ferris wheel.
Were you in an open air?
Yeah, open air, cage.
It was just two seats and nothing else.
Yeah, I didn't.
Because like when you're in like the one at Disneyland at California Adventure, you're surrounded by steel cage. Sure. It doesn't feel particularly unsafe.
Yeah. If it's just moving and rocking.
I know.
Back and
I know.
Forth,
you and Garen have a situation. Back and forth. That's a different situation. But the ones that are just, they just stay in one place.
The ones that are like a ski lift chair.
Yeah.
And,
That is a little.
That is, and they don't just stay in place. They do sway.
They swing, yeah.
Because they have to accommodate where it's going on the wheel.
Also, you know, a lot of times you'll see one of those at a county fair type situation where, I mean, we've talked about this before, Do you trust the people who assembled this thing?
I don't. 59-year-old James Arpardo Jr. doesn't, but yeah. but 14-year-old James Arpardo had no problems.
You don't think about it. As a kid, you don't even consider for a second, where did this come from? Who put it together? Who's, like, this doesn't, this is not a permanent installation.
It was in a different town.
Right.
Less than 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
And now it's here,
yep.
and they put it up. And I'm supposed to trust it as I would the same as at Six Flags.
Right.
And Six Flags has problems.
Right. They sure do.
So it is, to your point, the one that was in Culver City, I believe it was last summer. And I tried to talk Oliver into, like, hey, let's go on that. And luckily, he did not want to do it. I would have done it had he wanted to. But lucky he did not because I don't know. He thought better of it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a good enough segue. Speaking of Oliver,
yeah,
we did, in fact, bring him down. We moved him in on Tuesday, drove down. We had to get up. We had to leave here around 7 a.m. You know, they were given a time to move in, so it was staggered.
Right.
Oliver and his roommates drew the, I guess the, they did it by floors.
Okay.
He's on the fourth floor of a four-floor dormitory.
Mm-hmm.
They got the 8:30 in the morning slot, which is
not great. Because then what? Well, you'll get to it, but I don't know. What do you do the rest of the day?
Well, you you know, you move in, and then and honestly, that takes time because there's a lot of families moving in, and there's one elevator, and you know everybody for at least one part of the move in, everybody needs the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough heavy stuff where going up four flights of stairs is not even an option. So
is it a regular size elevator or like a freight elevator?
It is a, I will say this, it's bigger than an office elevator.
Oh, that's good.
And it's not as big as a freight elevator.
Okay.
But it was big enough to accommodate, I don't know, some people are using those giant, like you see them at hotels, giant like laundry rolling laundry bins like that are like the size of like small dumpsters. You know what I mean? Like those things.
Yep.
So it would fit two of those.
Mm-hmm. Did it fit Oliver's jacuzzi? I know he needed to have that.
Yeah. We put it right into one of those things. And it's a side story. You know, I just looked into jacuzzis.
Oh yeah.
You know, with all my back issues and stuff and, you know, I take Epsom salt baths from time to time. I was like, you know what? We should get a hot tub. Let's just do that. Let's just do that.
You mean for the backyard or
for the backyard?
Okay, yeah.
And they are even the cheapest one is more expensive than I thought it would be.
Okay. Mm.
And then you have to have a flat parcel of land for that to go on.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And that is what was going to be the most expensive part of all of it.
Wait, you don't have flat space?
Not where I would want it.
I don't. I haven't seen. Have I seen your backyard? I guess I have, but it does.
You're talking about my ass.
Well, I was trying to speak in a euphemism, but sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's certainly not flat.
That certainly is not. That is nothing but that's a mountain.
Yeah,
that's a sideways mountain.
I probably just didn't get the angle right. I thought your whole yard was flat. Is it kind of bumpy?
Well, I mean, it's a lawn, so it's like they would have to.
You probably have to put a pad out there.
Well, they said you could put a panel. They call them panels or pads. I think. And at any rate, that was expensive. And where I would want to put it, because I don't want to be where neighbors can see you.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So like the best place to put it would be both neighbors could see.
Oh, yeah.
And so to put it where none would be these pads and other stuff. And
what about shed? What about in a shed? Like have a little house?
Oh, I don't want to do that. The joy of Los Angeles is to be able to look at the stars.
Well, and then you can have like little panels that open up.
Whatever. Who am I? The Arizona Diamondbacks with a with a roof that can open and close.
Also, you're just adding more expense.
Yeah, it's already more expensive than I want it to be. Like, at any rate, that's not in play at the moment.
Did you look into just replacing your bathtub with a bathtub that has jets?
Water jets.
That's something.
It's something. But I don't know.
I mean, that's probably also very expensive.
It's also...
The installation would be.
You know, where that bathtub is, you know, it hits up against the stand-up shower.
Mm-hmm.
So it shares a wall with that stand-up shower. Mm-hmm. So you really can't expand. So, and I, while I'm tiny, it just misses being big enough.
So
the tub.
Hear me out. I know that you have plans already that it's going to be Danielle's office, but how about just hot tub room?
Yeah, indoor hot tub.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That. There's also the risk that, you know, I don't want to be time traveling. So I think I'm just
that's a really good call.
Just avoid this hot tub altogether.
Yeah.
All right. Dangerous. So hot tub's off at the moment. Hot tub's off the table.
Yeah. Okay.
So you know, 8:30, we bring him up there. We, you know, we meet. He, as we talked about, he's in one of those dorms where they have a little seating area and kitchenette, mm-hmm. and then one door to the left that has two people in it, and one door to the right that has two people in it. So, and then they each have their own bathroom. Mm-hmm. So only two guys share a bathroom, which is great.
Such a win, yeah.
And speaking of bathtubs, I expected it to be a stand-up shower, but it's a bathtub
with a shower head
and
a curtain. Huh.
And I thought a dorm in 2025 might be.
Gotta have a place to put the keg, man.
Boy, I don't see these four dudes doing that. But it's an interesting shaped room.
Yeah,
you know, and so he shares a room that, you know, it's two beds and two desks. That's it. Then two closets, and then this bathroom I spoke of. And but then the common area is fairly decently sized.
Great.
And
does that have furniture?
It's got a little love seat. Mm-hmm. And then three chairs.
Okay.
And then like a little stand for if somebody brings a television.
Okay.
But nobody brought a television because the thinking was they all watch stuff on their computers.
Yeah.
That said, if Oliver was to say in 2 weeks, hey, turns out a TV wouldn't be a bad idea, then you go to Target and get a cheap TV.
It's one of the only things in this world that is not overpriced right now.
It is. In fact, I looked on Tuesday. You can get a 43-inch for $150.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And who would have thought that would be a sentence?
No, I know. That was the height of luxury when we were kids was a 42-inch television was like mind-blowing.
When you were a kid, they weren't even around yet.
Yeah, I mean, but
you had to be rich to get a projection TV.
Right, they were like those weird rear projection ones.
Yeah.
Or like what was the biggest tube? 36?
Maybe 36, because I remember when the Sony TVs had the flat one way.
Yeah.
So it's curved this way, but it's flat the other way, tubes. And I think 36 was as big as those went.
Yeah.
And that seemed like having a movie theater in your house.
Yes. Yeah. And then there's the front projection ones.
Yes.
Which what the hell?
Weird. We had that at our school, in the library at school. Yeah. Stuff.
Those big RGB lights.
Yeah. The front would fold down and there would be like just three
like
huge
traffic
lamps. Yeah, it was comical.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
You'd be shitting me, this guy's this early.
All right. You know what? Garen, tell me to walk around the block or do something. Or,
one,
you
two,
know,
three.
Not outside, seven. Though. It's very hot.
It is hot today.
Very hot. We got a heat warning going on.
Buster Poindexter-ing this situation.
Hot, 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 huh, buddy?
Oh,
that's
sure.
Right. We lost him this year. Remember that?
Did we really?
Yeah, David Johansen died this year. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He died, and this upsets me that they had to have a GoFundMe for him at the very end because he was medical bills were literally killing him.
Yeah.
And then I donated money, and 8 hours later he died. And it's always like,
did you get a refund on that?
Kind of seems like maybe my money should come back to me.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of seems like maybe
you got to bury that hair though.
You think it's a separate burial?
Yeah,
you know that
actually the hair didn't die. The hair is still.
Oh no, the hair will live on. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that said, obviously medical bills don't.
I would hope. Well, it depends on if you have family or not. But I would hope that you could arrange things so that if you die, that bill goes away.
They just
have to suck it up.
Elliot, I know these Amber upset alert. You. We got an Amber Alert going on.
Yeah. Oh my goodness!
I know you like them to be within a 12-foot area.
Here's the thing. So you guys all got the silver alert.
Yeah,
it was on the extreme alert level. Like, apparently this lady seems like a nice lady. I'm sure she was in some kind of danger, but she was tsunami level alert, because that's what extreme is supposed to be for, as far as I know, is if we're all going to die.
Okay.
Right? If one person is going to die, you shouldn't be using the extreme alert. I don't know why I'm being woken up at 4 a.m.
You shouldn't have been.
I've
never gotten one of those when my thing is on Do Not Disturb.
Silver. Is that true? I thought they were supposed to override that.
Well, you can set it to do it
in the middle of the night.
But I don't have it set to do not disturb. But, well, no, wait, maybe I do. Maybe I do have it automatically at night too.
Are there's different levels of the amber and the silver?
Well, there's amber,
yeah.
Then there's severe, then there's extreme, then there's national. And the national one you can't turn
and
off.
So you're saying that most recent silver alert, and the silver alert for folks that if it's not the same across the country, that's for a senior citizen.
Right.
And a senior citizen is has wandered off or
yeah.
is missing yeah. and is in danger.
Sure.
And you're suggesting that that should not be extreme.
That should be in the amber alert section.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I don't know if this woman had her head in a guillotine and the blade was dropping and it needed to be stopped.
If they know that, though, they probably have eyes on
it. Yeah, so I'm with you. I also found that one to be, and I saw your rant about it on
Blue
Sky.
Yeah.
And I rolled my eyes in a fun way.
Sure, because it's a lot of words.
I didn't disagree with it. It also was like in Oceanside or something. And yeah. I recognized the fact, like, for an Amber Alert, if two kids are taken in Oceanside, that it doesn't hurt to tell everybody because, you know, if it happened at midnight last night, they could be in Burbank right now.
Sure.
So I understand that. At the same time, it's like for the woman that wandered off, we're not near that.
We're not near that. It's not. And
she's not wandering off in a Lamborghini.
Like, right.
She's walking.
And the other thing is that, well, I don't know. On my phone, it is a, I don't know if we get to even choose what the sound is.
Oh, it is.
You'll hear it.
Yeah. It's awful.
It's really awful.
But
so,
I, by the way, I just realized now that amber is a color, not.
Yeah,
well, I thought it was a named, child.
It was a child.
It isn't a child's name, but it also coincides with the color.
Okay, yeah. I got it.
And look. Originally, I turned off the Amber Alerts because at 10 a.m. this morning, whatever day it was, somebody was seen in San Diego that got kidnapped. And I get the alert at 10 a.m. I'm in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That is how many hours away?
Right. But that's my point. What if you're walking to the post office and you go, holy shit, there's that Honda Civic.
So here's the thing. If it just came up as a text, right? And it was just a normal text that say, look out for this, and it had a picture or whatever. I don't have a problem with that. I'm driving, and all of a sudden, there's this crazy noise.
To your point, I feel it should be, and this is to, I'm agreeing with your rant, that give me that noise and that alert if it's happening right near me.
10 miles.
Right then. Mm-hmm. But if it's happening in San Diego, I'm happy with a...
Meep, meep. Yeah. Just a little nudge.
A little nudge. Like, yes. Hey, be aware of this. It's no less important.
We're giving you the information, but we're not disrupting your
activity.
Yeah,
at some point you look at it and it may be, oh, wait, I did see that person. But you're not. None of us are, you know, LAPD volunteers looking around for people.
That's the thing. They're also dealing with a situation where, like, who? I think they take this extreme measure because they know only 2% of people will even know what to do if they actually see the car.
Right.
You know, like, so, like, even if they bother you, even if they had if you had a chip in your brain that made you sneeze because somebody was missing, you would still be like, ah.
What do I do?
Yeah, you'd be like, what am I supposed
to do? Not 911? Would you just go to 911 on that?
I guess so.
I don't know. But I guess my point is more so that even with the disruption, very few people are really, like, absorbing the information to the point where they would actually go, hey, that's that car I just read a text about.
Right.
Hold on a second. Let me do something right now. Because I just looked at this one, and I already forget. It's two kids, maybe? Derek and Jaden Hernandez?
Is there one today? Oh, that's the Amber Alert. Because I have here's the thing. And my big point is, by using it in a way that makes it seem like it's not worth my time, I have shut off the Amber Alert. Now I've shut off all of them because...
Because you don't care about human beings.
Well, there's nothing I can do about it. So I think 10 days ago, there was an alert that came in, and it was so poorly written that the link that they want you to go to find out what the information was wasn't in the alert.
Yeah, dude.
They wrote it too long.
I know. I'm with you. I'm with you on all this.
I've sent a strongly worded email.
Wow.
good for you. Who are you, Chuck Schumer?
We're looking for just so people listening to the live stream know, we're looking for a black PT Cruiser 2008 with Indiana plates in the Los Angeles area.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I'll say this. A perfect car to spot.
Yeah, that one will stand out.
Sure.
You see a PT Cruiser, you're going to be, first of all, you're going to go look at this fucking PT Cruiser in 2025. And hey, we're going to have to send out an Amber Alert for my Oliver going to college story. It's been so long ago, Garen. We got this while you were out, Garen. We got an Amber Alert, and then
I saw it on my
went off on a thing. Phone. Did you happen to see those? We're making jokes. There's kids that are missing.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't drive by the kitchen, so I didn't take a look.
No, go take a look. It's probably tell Donaher to go look for the PT Cruiser.
He's got 10 minutes. Maybe he can go just walk the neighborhood.
Do you want me to first bring him in?
No.
Want to bring him in now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, heavens no.
Is he standing right by the door waiting for that?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I see movement.
Peek, so, peek through that curtain to see.
Yeah, but don't give him any indication that he's welcome.
I know Oliver's gone. Do you want some more like father-son energy? You want to bring him in?
No, I'll get it in time.
It did seem funny to me that like you drop your son off at college and then your other son is on the bike.
it was not planned. I guarantee that. All right. So we meet the roommates.
Yeah.
One of his roommates currently. As Oliver revealed on this program, two of his roommates are named Oliver.
Right.
There's three Olivers and an Ilias is the other name. And the other one of the other Oliver's moms came in and said, does everybody think that this is a practical joke being done on us? Like, imagine the hijinks these kids are going to have.
Yeah.
And then two doors over, there's another Oliver.
No.
So here's our thought, though. How does the person do it? How do you not do all four?
Yeah.
At that
throw
point
in there.
At that point, you do all four at that point.
Yeah. I mean, I would love them to get to the bottom of whether this was randomized or a human being actually made this happen.
Right. Because if a human being made it happen and then said,
"You were so close."
And now in room 417, Tom, Jim, Matt, and a fourth Oliver, if you don't move Ilias into that and bring Oliver.
Is there talk of Ilias swapping?
For humor.
Ilias is the one. Does he, now that you've met him in person, does he actually look exactly like Oliver?
Not really, no.
Oh, okay.
No, you know what? It wouldn't even cross my mind.
Okay.
But we did meet him in the... we pull right into the garage. As soon as we pull in the garage, there's a young kid. Hey, I'm Ilias. I thought you looked like Oliver.
Nice.
And so met immediately.
Great.
And then met his met his family, met the other families. One of the Olivers has COVID.
Oh, shit.
I'll be furious if this doesn't happen. That kid's known as Oliver COVID for the rest of his life. I mean, there's three Olivers. Yeah. He's got to be Oliver COVID.
Just sure. No. You know what? I'm going to call him Fauci.
You go Fauci.
Yeah. Give him that nickname.
You know what? Why not?
Yeah.
You're right.
What's up, Fauci?
Hey, Fauci, you want to go get lunch? Like, right? I'm in.
Yeah.
So they all the kids all seem great. The families seem great.
Where are they? This is the one thing I forgot to ask Oliver. Yeah. Where are they all from?
We got a Bay Area. We got a Seattle, and we got a Vermont.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
cool.
So and then his buddy of his from theater in high school, Tommy, is also going there.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw Tommy and his family. Had lunch with Tommy and his family, and then to your point. What do we do? Because we were signed up for orientation on Wednesday.
Right.
So we had all day Tuesday. And what we ended up doing is, you know what? You got to make a target run.
Yeah.
So there's, we forgot this. We do need this, blah, blah. So you make a target run.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what? Here's the truth. Oliver wanted to hang out and meet people.
Great.
So we went home.
Yeah.
And so that was... day one of kind of the step of kind of the two pronged we're dropping him off at college.
Yeah.
It wasn't a one dayer.
Which is weird. Like I was saying to Elise and I were talking about this morning. I think when I went to college, just my dad took me and we got there and they were, maybe you had this too at dropping Oliver off. There were RAs helping kids move in. It wasn't just the parents. It was like there were people ready to go. They were like, yeah, let me help you. And I think my dad was just like, all right,
yeah,
see you later. That was it.
I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in Pasadena, so I loaded up my Fiero.
Yeah.
And my the night before I said goodbye to my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that morning my stepdad Ron and my mom were on the driveway. I hugged them goodbye. And off I went.
Yeah.
And then I got to Pasadena with my buddy Daver.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, now what?
Yeah.
You know, and I had to find an apartment. Like,
right.
I had to do all that. But, but same deal. Like, I thought about, like, when I went down to visit former best friend, current nut job, Paul Boyev, down in when he went to U of I.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went to college.
Yeah.
Like, it was just that. And so we dropped him and then went home. And then... You know, that's the weird part was night one.
It wasn't really like you'd said goodbye because you were about to see him 24 hours later.
Right. So, but it was still like we're at home, like, well, I know, you know, I know any noise that, oh, that noise I just heard at midnight, that's not him coming home.
Right.
That, so what the fuck is that noise? First of all, there's that. What's that noise? It turned out it was a raccoon the size of a small bear.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We've got two raccoons at the moment. And one of them is humongous and will come to our window and stand on its stand and take a look inside.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, adorable, just adorable. He looks, and then he goes and eats the cat food with his hands. Mm-hmm. You know, he sits there and then eats it bit by bit with his hand. And yes, he's loaded with plague, but it's adorable.
Yeah.
All right. So that was Tuesday. Then Wednesday.
So let me pause for a second and ask you. So because of that weirdness of like, you didn't say goodbye on Tuesday, you were just like, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Are there tears? Are you feeling it? Or are you just like,
I'm feeling it.
You're feeling it.
And there was a little bit of here's the truth. There wasn't until we got home. Mm-hmm. And then we both kind of were like,
yeah,
oh man, mm-hmm. because you know, it is, you know, we're a one child house.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. we're a one child house in the, you know, so he's our only kid and he's not, we're not one of those families. And there are families like this. And we're, the kid's like, I'm going to college. See you later.
Mm-hmm.
We're three of us did things together almost every day.
Yeah.
You know, we concerts, ball games, you know, maybe some things they were interested in doing. you know, musicals. I mean, you know, we'd go to, so yeah. we did think we were like this three-headed monster. We did things. So to lose one of us, it just seemed empty.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's, I know all empty nesters say it's, you're empty, it's empty, but, and I'm certainly not special. I recognize that, but, so it was rough.
Yeah.
So, but no real breakdown, just kind of tearing up and just feeling, and then I did, Danielle was watching TV in one room and I was in the other room and I did walk in there and just go, oh, this sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, it does. And so then the next day, we were supposed to get there at 3,
mm-hmm.
and he texted and said, hey, something's happening at 3. Makes more sense for you guys to come at 5. And so we ended up going early because we had to go to Home Depot for something. And so we ended up going to Home Depot down there.
Yeah.
And also to... if you leave at 1 o'clock, it takes an hour. If you leave at 1:05, it takes an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's beat that traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got down there, then we went, you know, walked around the campus a little bit. Then we met up with him at 5. He's going to Chapman University
mm-hmm.
down in Orange, and he's going to the Dodge Film School, and which is basically its own college at the college.
Right.
And they had a dinner. All the various schools did, you know, business and this and that. And they had a dinner where you would a member of the faculty would sit at your table and you would talk to them. And so we sit down at a table and we look at the who the member of the faculty is going to be joining us. Hugh Fink.
What? No.
Hugh Fink, a guy I hired to be the showrunner of my pilot on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
He's a professor down there.
That's funny.
Yeah, he teaches screenwriting, and I believe he may teach a comedy class.
Wow.
So it's like, and Danielle goes, well, we can't sit. I go, no, of course we sit here. This is the best.
Former guest of Never Not Funny.
Hugh didn't show. Hugh was a no show.
Oh.
He could not make it. But I texted him. And I said, dude, you fucked up. This whole dinner, all anybody's talking about is how you are not here. And he's like, uh oh, maybe I should say, yeah, blah, blah. So anyway, but we sat with some other families, very nice. And then they do a very nice thing where they have a candlelight send off. Where you're passing the flame of your kids, I guess, I don't know, from childhood into college or whatever. So
yeah.
you light the candle and then they give a speech and oh boy. And admittedly, that's where it was like, yeah. Oh man, this is. And then
it's like they're trying to make you cry.
Yeah, it is.
At that point. Jesus Christ.
And not unlike yawning. When you look over right. and there's another dad and mm-hmm. another mom and they're losing it
mm-hmm.
and they're hugging their kid like you've never seen, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It was, that was where it like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
And then they said, okay, you know, they go at the end of the candlelight thing. There's a, down on the football field. So students, please head this way. Family, parent, family, please head the other way. And so you're basically like, like to your point, like, so you're, it's got this candle thing, mm-hmm. and then they're kind of going, you go this way, you go this way.
That's it.
It's it. That's it.
Yeah.
And so it was like, so then it just sucked. Yeah. And then it was like, oh man. And then it's just a bunch of, you're walking with other families, just, yeah. you know, sad.
Right.
And then, you know, on the drive home, we just kind of were more, you know, more excited about his opportunities and excited. Like, he's already, there was already a girl, like, that was showing him attention. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of showing her attention. You know, like, so, and he already was making friends. So, like, all of that was exciting. Mm-hmm. And honestly, not him junior year.
Right.
Like, senior year, he became this kid that's outgoing.
Yeah.
And so, he was always outgoing and funny with us, mm-hmm. and he was worried about it a little bit with college. And I said, like, he made some jokes, and he said, like, you know, he made some jokes. He's not so sure his roommates, you know, were getting him. Mm-hmm. And I said, first of all, it's 3 hours.
Yeah.
you know, who knows? They, you know, in 3 days, they may be, you know, sitting crisscross applesauce, hoping that you're telling stories. You yeah. know, who knows? And I said, more importantly, you, what's important for you to know is that you've been on a professional podcast with celebrities. You've met celebrities. You've met professional comedians of all types, from television to this, that, and you've made them laugh. Mm-hmm. They you've already bonded with people that you could only hope to bond with if you would decide to go into this business. Mm-hmm. And so you've already won. Like, so to win over these other 17-18-year-olds, who gives a fuck, quite frankly? You've already
but you still want to get along.
Of course. Yeah.
Like that's probably the foremost in his mind.
Yeah,
of like, I want to, I mean, to me, the big thing about college is like, it's the opportunity. It's the first big opportunity, at least in my experience, to find your people.
Yes.
Like, when I went to high school, I went to a boarding school. It was like a lot more progressive and relaxed than the school I'd been at before. And I found some friends and got along with people. But when I got to college, I was like, holy shit, this is what I was kind of looking
right.
for. Like, here's people who, like, they all want to make movies. They all want to be writers. They all want to, you know, do the things I want to do. And it was just a new level of, okay, we all click in a different way. And even if it's, you know, sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you don't with, like, roommates, but, like, he will find those people in his school, you know.
And,
what I mean?
And they may be his roommates.
Yeah, and right.
You know, it's again, as I pointed out, it's not even 48 hours.
Right. And what you know for sure is these people love movies. Like, there's no one goes to film school
right.
if they don't love movies. Oliver loves movies. These guys love movies. They at least have that they can talk about.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll have different reference points. My college roommate freshman year liked the movie Matinee with John Goodman. So
it's
we
not
had
a bad movie.
We had to get over that hurdle.
I was going to say it's not a bad movie, but is that your?
He put the poster up.
Hi, I'm Don.
Yes, exactly.
Or when you're at the ArcLight, favorite movie Matinee.
It seemed odd. That's the poster you put money down to get that poster. I mean, I know it's a Joe Dante film. Don't get mad.
Easy, Garen.
Is it? I think it is.
It is. Yes.
Yeah.
But no, you're of course.
It's so yeah. But generally speaking, you're gonna have a new. You're gonna realize, oh, this isn't like high school where you're just forced into, like, you gotta get along with people around
right.
you, and they're all coming from whoever knows, you know, like all sorts of different walks of life.
No, he's going. You're right. I mean, it's, you know, it's like when I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. Where, you know, while I clashed with the instructors, I found my people.
Yeah.
You know, those are they're not all of them. Some of them were, you know, theater yeah,
pretentious,
and then yeah. others were, yeah, I want to be an actor. You know,
yeah,
I want to,
yeah.
and then, you know, others like me were like, I'm probably going to go into comedy or, you know, whatever. So then, you know, so I'm excited for him.
Yeah.
And then last night again, I just was, you know, just sitting. It's at the moment, it just feels, and I know this is empty enough to say that, it just feels lonely.
Yeah.
And it's only just begun.
Right.
And I'm lucky that I have, honestly, the greatest person I've ever met in Danielle, and we have each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be great, and he's going to do great, and I know that.
Yeah.
He is, you know, I'm very proud of him.
Yeah.
And,
I am too, and I'm just your friend, but like I'm excited for him,
thank
and
you.
I feel like it's a very exciting time.
I was thinking about you in regards of you know, because, you know, Zoe's also a great special kid, as is Charlie. And we've said off the air, we talk very often how, you know, how I hate to use this word in the middle of what we're talking about kids, but how fucking lucky we are in that we have these great kids who like being with us.
Mm-hmm.
They like, first of all, they like us.
Yeah.
They also have their own lives.
Yeah.
Like, we're very lucky in that regard. So, like, you get to do it once with Zoe,
mm-hmm.
which will suck.
Yeah.
And then, but there's still Charlie.
Right.
And then at some point, then it's going to be Charlie. And then it's going to be...
I think that actually will... It'll probably hit harder.
Oh, no question about it.
Because it will be sort of like that weird middle period of just having one kid. And also, it's just a longer period of time where you're raising kids.
Yeah.
So 4 years more of... Or 3 years, whatever it is, of having some small person in your house.
Yeah.
I mean... We're, 5 years away, so I'm not stressed.
5 years away from that.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're 1 year away from Zoe.
Yeah. And yeah, that's going to be...
And maybe you'll get lucky and Zoe will stay close.
I mean, I like, it's funny, like, the closer that we get to that, and maybe I've said this, I don't know if I've said it on the air, but, like, off the air, I probably said it to you. Initially, I was like, oh, you know, Elise and I are both from the East Coast, and it's like, there's great schools there, and we're just like, oh, I hope she goes out into the world and, you know, like, find, you know, does something. But, like, the closer we get to it, like, you know what, UCLA is a really good school. I can get in. It's such a great place.
Campus. And I'll say this, because, you know, our friend Rachel Quaintance posted that, you know, she brought her son, mm-hmm. he's starting college this week.
And that's her youngest.
And it's her second, yeah. And her youngest. And Ford is very much like Zoe and Charlie and Oliver was to us. You know, her daughter was more independent.
Yeah.
And she spent a lot of time with Ford. Mm-hmm. And she got, but she had to put him on, they got on a plane together.
Yeah.
And then she gets on a plane alone coming home. And man.
Yeah, that is.
I don't.
That's the part I really, again, and I know that's not, in the grand scheme of things, that's not important. But just the idea of that is emotionally devastating to me.
It is.
I don't like flying to begin with, but imagine just leaving your child in a city or wherever you are.
I do not want to imagine it. Yeah. I didn't like it. And it was a 56-minute drive home. Right. You know, I didn't like it. And by the way, I'm going to see the Cubs play the Angels.
Mm.
And the stadium is 4 minutes from his college.
Right.
And it's going to be so weird. Like, I'm making the drive down there. And it's like, well, maybe he's over there somewhere.
Yeah, you're looking out like,
hey, and Oliver? But you know what? I'll say this. It's too soon for me to go, hey, you want to join me for the game?
Of course.
Like, if it was a month out or even, you know.
Yeah, you got to let him sort of dictate that a little bit.
It's got to be.
And I assume he'll be like, hey, I'm in my new life. I'm like, you know, it's an exciting time. Like, I just remember there's just a lot of fun and a lot of excitement of, you know, meeting new people and new being in a new place, new experiences, you know, all that stuff. You just don't even think about. Like, in my experience, you don't even think about what you left behind because you're so busy soaking all
that
new stuff in, which is great. It's such a you don't really have that. Maybe there are a few times later in life where you sort of have similar things, but there, I feel like that is such a unique experience when you leave home for the first time.
And it's he'll do great. And again, probably the last thing I'll say before we bring Matt in is I want to give a shout out and a compliment to. It's going to end up being a compliment about us in this show, but it's also about listeners.
Mm-hmm.
In the email, the supportive emails that I've received mm-hmm. about Oliver going off to school, because Oliver has become a big part of this show.
Yeah.
And so the listeners are also kind of experiencing the loss of Oliver.
They're invested in the whole thing. Yeah.
And they've been hearing about Oliver literally from day one.
17 years. Yeah.
So, but what I want to say about the listeners is I've received so many emails, at least 100 emails, and there's been some social media posts that are very similar, but the emails are all get ready for it. When I dropped my son off, I had a 5-hour drive and I cried the entire 5-hour home and more detailed than that, but basically that's the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
And about 100 of those. And I will say 95 of them were from men.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I bring this up is I appreciate that these men felt comfortable enough to share that experience with me, because mm-hmm. men very often don't like to talk about their feelings or emotions.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we and this is where it comes around to a compliment to the show, is that we at Never Not Funny, we've provided a safe space for people to enjoy this show and feel comfortable enough to express themselves, whereas other podcasts that I'm not going to name any, you would be called names for having for expressing the feelings that we either that we express on this show, or if this listener at home would to write other podcasters would be laughed at.
Yeah.
And that is not what we and I'm proud of that organically. That's what Never Not Funny. Mm-hmm. That's what's happened.
Yeah. I never even thought of that because it's like it's so I feel like it's such a big part of what we do and just who we are, I guess, too. It's like it didn't even cross my mind that we would be like that about it. But you're right. Like certainly 30, 40 years ago, people would be a lot more like it's crazy. Like Zoe was rewatching Friends for the millionth time over the summer. And it's crazy how many of the jokes are built around. Well, there's a lot of like sort of like just sort of casual homophobia, obviously, but like which it was the time. But not just it wasn't just homophobia. It was just like hey, you can't show like when Chandler at the end of the series. So this is 2004, 2003, whatever it was. Chandler and Monica are moving to the suburbs. It's the end of the show in general, but so Chandler's moving out. He's been living with Joey. He's moving out, or yeah, they've been living across the hall because I guess he was living with Monica, but he's leaving. And they have this moment where they're like, do we hug or do we shake hands? Hey, let's just shake hands. I'm like, what are we fucking doing?
What are we doing? I even thought that then.
Yeah.
I thought like, no,
but
come on,
it's
man.
Even worse watching it in like 20 years later. It's like, I cannot believe this show was so locked in. And also, it's maybe it's sort of more of a commentary. And I know like the show creators were it was a woman and a gay man and then one other guy. I don't know what his orientation was, but basically maybe that was their projection of like this is what straight guys are like. And like we're not that, but we think this is how all men act. And so we're going to write them a little bit heightened and a little bit whatever because that's relatable or something, but it's so dated and weird.
I also felt like it was, you know, we were so emotionally invested in Friends at that moment.
Yeah.
And you know, we're about to have that Jennifer Aniston, you know what's her line, I came back or whatever she says, where she leaves the voicemail she comes back and she says
it the plane
and you're like holy fuck.
Yeah.
And so that moment with Chandler and Joey, it was like they like, well, we got to have some comic relief in here. You didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't need that.
And then they, I will say for people who didn't see it or don't remember, they do hug.
Yeah.
The whole bit is.
And it, man, it got me.
Yeah. They're like, they shake hands and they're like, come on. And then they hug. And it's like, oh, I'm so glad the icebergs have melted enough to let this happen. It's like, it's nothing that you wouldn't, I don't know. It just seems odd to me, but there's still people like that in the world, obviously. And
there is. But again, just to circle back, because we got to take a break, I'm proud of what we've done here.
Yeah,
I'm proud of the show, and I'm proud of and I'm grateful that people feel comfortable enough to send emails like that. There was one email from a woman who said, "We get it. Oliver's going to college.
Get over it."
And it was like, "Is that this? You listen to the same show? And you felt the need to write that?" and it wasn't weird. Those exact words.
Yeah.
But it fucking hit like that.
Huh.
And it was like, oh, okay.
I mean, it's two things. One, it's your experience. Two, what are we going to talk about, lady?
Yeah, we got to talk about something.
Right?
This is a major. This is like season finale fodder for us.
It kind of is.
Yeah. I mean, they lined up perfectly.
It's, you're listening to the Jimmy Pardo podcast. And Jimmy Pardo's talking about his son, who's part of our show, going off to college. If that bothers you, what are you listening for?
Maybe she was burned by Garen saying he was leaving and then he didn't.
I won't let it happen again. He's going
to
be back.
I will admit that I did think about that at some point. I did think about like when we said goodbye to Garen and how emotional that was, only to have that dickhead stay.
It was practice.
You know what? It was good practice.
It was a rehearsal.
I also hugged my son's ankles and got hit in the face with a Wiener Schnitzel bag.
My mom listens to the podcast and she texted me because we hadn't revealed where he was going. She texted me the other day and she said, hey, can you tell me where Griff's going to college?
Nice.
Love it.
And I was like, good job.
Love it.
So no nickname, no nickname news
so far. You know, I heard his roommate call the his actual roommate,
the non-Oliver,
the non-Oliver, called him Pardo.
Okay.
He said, "Hey, Bart, I'm going to head off to do this." So maybe that's what's happening.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah.
So,
but again, if they don't call that kid Fauci or COVID, they're missing out.
Do the other two guys have good last names, like for nicknaming?
Do we want to say them?
One of the No, I do not.
No, obviously don't say
one them. Of them has a really cool nickname. Okay. Or has a real cool last name. Okay. And sadly, that's COVID. COVID's got the cool last name.
Okay. And so he does not show up, or was he in a mask?
He wore a mask, and I said, "Oh, I thought you were saying," he goes, "I'm just putting this in air." And then his mom came in, was very nice. She was also wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "We'll be back Monday." Hmm. So they had to move in at 8:30.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
And so there we have it. All right, listen, let's take a break. Matt Donaher is here. Final episode of the season. We partomized the letter for the movie game. I think we landed on G.
That's what I have.
And I believe Garen has it, because yeah. Garen matched Elliot last week with, what did you say, Haunting of House Hill?
No.
What's it called?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah, thumbs fucking down, man.
That was such a smart pick for him. I mean, I was jealous when I heard it.
I thought everybody would say that.
I didn't think of it.
I think I gave you five other options.
You did. But we were certainly not thinking along those lines. And I thought it would be Halloween, because it just seems to be, even though that's certainly, if it's Garen or me, it's going to be that.
Yeah, yeah.
But Halloween also seems to be almost one of the things that is never not funny adjacent.
It's also like it's the Kleenex of horror movies.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you just call that's such
name a horror movie. Halloween.
Yeah, right.
All right, name a guest, Matt Donner. Hey, live streamers, thank you for joining us. Everybody else, we thank you for joining us. And when we come back, Matt Donner will be here, and we'll do that right after this.
Hey, gang, Matt here with some dates for you. Matt Donner is on Instagram at SimplyMattD. I don't think he's ever posted there, so I don't know why you'd follow. But maybe someday it'll be a momentous occasion if he does post. But you can also find information about where he's going to be performing, all that good stuff, at mattdonaher.com. Do that. Maybe look for him not in September, but beyond that. He tends to be opening for Jimmy at Flappers and somewhere other Southern California dates. You might find him in a club performing with Jimmy. So do that. He's fantastic. You'll love him. Enjoy. Jimmy Pardo is hosting Pop Culture at the Ice House in Pasadena on the 13th of September. And then in October, he's going to the Midwest. Go Bananas in Cincinnati on the 15th of October. The Funny Bone in St. Louis on the 16th. And then the Olympic Theater in Cedar Rapids, Iowa on the 17th. Go to JimmyPardo.com and click the show's link for all the dates and deets, and enjoy.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program. 36Zed, final episode of the season. We had a great season. A good 36. A strong season 36. Mm-hmm. Very happy with this season. Very happy. Appreciate all the listeners. Thank you. All you platinum. Holy fuck, I forgot about this. Let me. for while we're live streaming, there's a sidewalk sale going on.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not like there's a line they have to get in. Just go online. It can start now. If you're listening to this, here's the deal. If you go to either the Never Not Funny Big Cartel store, or you go to my Big Cartel store, while this show is happening until 2 o'clock,
okay,
until 2 o'clock today, Pacific Coast time, 60% off everything.
Whoa!
Wow!
60% off everything until 2 o'clock, and then for the people that aren't listening live, it will extend until Monday. At 11 p.m. and use and that'll be 50% off.
Oh wow!
So cool. For right now, use code SCHOOL. It's our back to school sale.
Mm-hmm.
Use code SCHOOL and you get 60% off. Then the show ends.
Yeah, but how am I supposed to take part? How am I supposed to?
You
take
got that
part?
Window between.
We're going to be done.
You're
going
to be done, Matt.
Don't
ruin the fucking commercial, Donaher. Shut up. Then at 2:05 on until Monday, use promo code SCHOOL 2. The number 2. SCHOOL number 2. And you'll get 50% off.
Okay.
So big sale going on now for Never Not Funny and Jimmy Pardo merch.
School and school too.
That's right.
Are the O's in school O's or zeros?
They are O's.
Okay. Is it all caps?
I did not make it. Did not make it difficult.
Okay.
Caps probably. It's probably not case sensitive.
I don't think it's case sensitive.
Two spelled out or the number two.
That is the number two. Okay. And but again, that starts at 2:05 today. For the live stream people, just use code SCHOOL, and you're going to get 60% off because you joined us for the live stream. And then, as a thank you to the other Platinum folks, 50% off through Monday.
Everything?
everything.
Sounds too good to
blow it out your ass sale.
Oh,
that's what we're calling it.
Yeah, well, I called it back to school to be polite, but yeah, this is a blow it out your ass.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's extreme.
This is, here's the deal. As we know, there's one guy that works at the Never Not Funny and Jimmy Pardo merch warehouse, and he now has a lot more time on his hand.
Yeah,
he doesn't have a.
I heard his son also just went to college.
Yeah,
he did. It's a weird coincidence.
And he used to have that kid help out with the shipping.
Oh, he did.
He doesn't need him to help. He can't help anymore.
Right.
But he's got a lot of extra time on his hands.
Yeah.
So
I'm happy to come on over and pick up.
No.
No. All right.
You've been to my house once.
I've been coming over lately. Dressed up as a little chubby raccoon.
Oh, no. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, I'll tell you this. You're adorable.
Thank you.
How's the cat food?
It's pretty good, actually.
I hope it's vegan.
I hope so. Yeah, it's okay. I bend the rules for Jimmy.
Okay.
We have this. I don't like this phrase because it kind of grosses me out, but wet cat food?
Yeah.
Is it the word wet?
It's the word wet. Yeah. Well, you know, it's all of it. It's wet dog food, wet cat food just kind of grosses me out. The and also the smell is horrible.
It smells bad. It looks gross.
So we do dry for the 2 to 3 kitty cats that basically live in our backyard. Benjamin, Alex, and Sunkist. And then Danielle's one of Danielle's friends gave us a box of this like treat. It's a cat food treat, but it's a wet treat.
Oh.
And so when I put it out, by the way, the cats absolutely love it.
Sure.
First of all, they're probably like, thank God, something fucking new.
Yeah. dry is probably
although
the lowest.
I did give him a different dry because we were out and I had to just go to Whole Foods and spend Whole Food price on cat food. And they did not like it.
Huh.
They don't like a high end. They don't like a high-end cat food.
I've noticed that, too, with dog food, is like sometimes the fancy stuff is not what it doesn't taste good, I guess.
But whatever this, I'm going to call it dessert is,
yeah.
They love, but I will not put it out as often as I should, because the smell, even though it's outside, it ruins the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Huh.
How about a little like chicken broth or something?
How about you move closer to the mic?
Yeah, how about that? How about that? And then don't repeat what you just said. Because if you say chicken broth, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Okay.
Who am I, a grandmother?
If you're
not going to give that kitty cat chicken broth.
Or some kind of broth.
Bone broth. Not making soup.
Just pour. No, you can buy it in a container and just pour it over the dry food.
Yeah, that would work. I don't know.
That defeats. No, that makes it gross again.
Oh, okay. You just don't like moist things.
Let's talk about how quick Garen was going to 7-Eleven.
You were quick about that.
That was a quick
one.
What's that? Oh, you also peed?
Damn.
Garen, let me ask you this. Was there a sale going on for the Monsters? 3 for $6. Oh, I should have had you give my phone number, too, to get my points.
What are you saving up for with the points?
Can I ask you a question about the points at 7-Eleven?
I don't know anything about them. Go right ahead.
You can get points, and then sometimes they'll say, oh, you have enough points. You want a dollar off, or do you want to save them?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, to your point, what am I saying? Am I going to buy a 7-Eleven?
Maybe you're going to get like one of those Letterman jackets.
Yeah, when I was a boy at the grocery store, there'd be big displays of Joe Camel things you could get.
Yep.
Right.
You could get like a tube you could inflate to bodyboard, like, you know, boogie board or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You could get a camper. There was all kinds of Joe Camel.
But what am I going to, does 7-Eleven have those kind of levels?
Maybe Garen
or am
can
I just saving up? Am I saving up for a $3 discount?
Karen's going to look it up and find out what's
there's 7-Eleven merch. There's got to be merch.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Why not? I guess my point is, first of all, I don't want it.
Right. You don't want a 7-Eleven hat?
No.
I would.
Can't
no, I've got,
first
of all, even with the history of...
I've got plenty of hats.
Yeah, that's
I don't need it.
Sure.
But what I want is I want a dollar off my thing.
Mm.
So why don't I use that as it goes? Why don't I get a dollar off as it comes? Mm. What is the incentive to go higher?
Right.
If I don't want 7-Eleven gear, is there an incentive?
Mm. I'd like to trade in.
What do you want?
I'd like to trade in my Never Not Funny points.
Mm.
Oh, you're over
for
the
what?
Out of your laugh bank?
Yeah, out of my laugh bank.
At handheldcomedy.com?
Yeah.
Head over to handheldcomedy, get your laugh bank. I think if you got enough, but you get an iPod, right?
I assume that was. What, I don't know what they were.
I actually
thinking.
Would like that nowadays. That'd be nice. Just take the iPod out for a stroll instead of the whole
they
phone.
They still make MP3 players. You can find
yeah,
them.
Yeah, but not the iPod.
No, they're not. It's a little thing. It's good.
Yeah, it looks like a coin.
But it's not great. The little iPod Shuffle was magic.
I want the full original iPod
click wheel.
I like that wheel too.
Yeah, I had that. That was mine.
Oh, that's the sound of joy.
Yeah, that's not what you were calling it in the break.
We were doing a bit in the break. Let me ask you a question about you just wait. What was your question, please?
It wasn't a question. I was saying he could get an iPod or an MP3 player.
But handheld. Here's my question.
Yeah.
And you or Elliot, and even this nerd might know this, and even Garen.
Garen, listening.
There's those where you can find old websites.
Oh,
archive.
Can you find handheldcomedy.com?
Probably.
Is that on there? And can we find out then what would be the prizes?
Yeah, sometimes you find the front page, but there's nothing else there.
How does that happen?
There was a web crawler. It's constantly crawling the web and then basically saving.
So it saved this on a microfiche.
Yeah,
and you can pull it up.
Right. It'll save it on a separate server, and then you can load it. Like, you can do that with the old a special thing message board. You can find old posts.
Oh no!
Not all of them.
Oh good.
But weirdly, you could just type in a date and go to that address, aspecialthing.com, and see old conversations.
What do you think would in 2025?
Yeah.
Because I don't know the landscape of the people that were on AST. I know a lot of them are now Never Not Funny fans, but I know a lot of them are not. But if you went to that website at a certain time, it was nothing but having Louis C.K.'s dick in their mouth. It was literally, they couldn't stop blowing. Louis was a great comedian.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't stop talking about that. Do you think that they would cringe? Or they would go, well, it was a different time? Or are they now listening to Joe Rogan and they are still completely on board?
No, it was a different time. Like you said, when I started, the same thing on the, I'm, you know, from Boston, of course, everyone talked about him there. It was just a different time. But I thought, wasn't the AST message board more West Coast based?
It was, he was on there. So it was a combination of, he was one of the best comics working at the time, mm-hmm. and he would if you asked him a question, he would answer you. Mm-hmm. So that was exciting for people. And
I think it was, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
But I think it was Louis, when they would, every 6 months they would do their rankings of, here's AST's favorite comedians.
Oh, yeah. Really?
And they would tabulate the votes, and Doug Benson and I would go into a panic.
yeah, that's so hard.
It was always, Louis was always number one. Uh-huh. But I think Louis and Dave Attell were the two.
Yeah, I feel like Paul F. might have won.
Oh, Paul once. F., my apologies. But Louis was always in the top.
Yeah.
But my point was, of East Coast, I think Dave Attell and Louis were, and maybe Todd Barry. Mm-hmm. Would those have been the three that would make it?
I'm trying to think who else was big at the time.
Maria.
I just mean East Coast.
Oh, East Coast. Coast.
Yeah.
My God, my brain. He's passed away. The tattoo. Greg.
Oh, Greg Barron. Oh,
Greg Giraldo.
Sorry.
Would Greg make that?
Because he was a little bit. I think he passed away. He had already passed away by the time the AST poll had started.
Oh, is that true?
I think so.
Mm. I don't know.
I don't remember when he died.
His albums are great, though.
Greg Giraldo is a great comedian.
Was Christian Finnegan before? He must have been after all that.
He was around, but he wasn't. I don't think he.
I mean, no disrespect to Christian Finnegan. I don't think he was.
Was he East Coast back then?
Yeah,
okay.
But
he was.
Yeah, I don't think he was an AST comic.
No, he was a guy that was on I Love the 80s or whatever, and you go, oh, there's that
funny
guy.
Dude. He's really done this show. And he's if Christian's ever in LA and reaches out and wants to do our show, he is welcome anytime. I think he's terrific.
He is.
But he wasn't an AST.
He wasn't
comic.
In that level of Patton and you know, the people that got worshipped were Jimmy.
Yeah, thank you. I made the top five in a number of times.
Sure,
which was very flat. Hey, speaking of which. And I'll talk about it on Monday too, so everybody can hear. On the latest the latest Esquire magazine, mm-hmm. that has Bono on the cover, they do an article about Nate Bargatze, and so then they have a comedy thing, and they do a staff poll with favorite comedians, and then a little paragraph about the. Let me read it. You ready?
Go ahead.
Here is the. This was very exciting, and I learned about this from Dog Julin. Dog texted me.
I'm still waiting to hear what it is. I'm guessing it's either you or this show, but I don't know.
I'm about to tell you. So they have Steppo. Who is your favorite comedian ever? And people list Rodney Dangerfield, Norm Macdonald, Cat Williams. And then Jimmy Pardo.
Hey.
Watching him do crowd work is like seeing Springsteen at the Meadowlands, the other comics on the bill sneak back in and stare in awe. What a great fucking thing to say.
Who shared that?
You know what? The I have to go get Esquire magazine so I can find out, because the dog's screenshot is just the blurb.
Ah.
And but whoever wrote that, I say thank you. And thank you for the pull quote now that Esquire magazine says this about Jimmy Pardo.
We have to know.
But we will.
I think you got to send the boy back out.
He doesn't have to leave his seat.
To where does he go to get Esquire magazine?
I don't know where you go nowadays, Garen.
Barnes & Noble, I guess.
Yeah, I think you got to go to Barnes & Noble.
I say
thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
No, no, it's someone on the staff.
It's a staff member of Esquire magazine.
Sorry. I thought you said Nate.
Anyway, very nice to be in the company of all these other great names, and for Esquire magazine to not go, do you have a second choice? Somebody that people may have heard of?
It'd be funny if they put that back and forth in there.
No, I do not. Seriously, nobody else? I mean, he's mind really funny, but it's very niche.
Yeah. We're trying to relate to our audience here a little bit.
It happened at that dinner last night. The guy was talking to Danielle, and you know, Danielle revealed that she's a writer, and that's how, you know, we knew Hugh Fink. And
yeah.
And then they said, and Jim, are you also in the business? And I was like, I am. Oh, what do you do? Well, I'm a comedian and a podcaster. And then the second you say podcaster, people stop listening. It's just, you know, their uncle has one, so who gives a shit? And then the father said, should we know you? And the answer is yes. In a certain world, Esquire magazine, to some people, I am their favorite comedian. Mm-hmm. Some people consider me the funniest guy on the planet. And you don't know who, and other people have no clue who I am.
Don't you?
So it's a weird fucking.
That's a weird question, though.
But that's also.
I'm not offended by it, because he's saying it in a way of like he's
being genuine.
He's trying not to offend.
Yeah.
Like
is this on me? I'm out of it. I don't know shit. Like, tell me.
But who would say back? Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, I'm humongous.
Well, I kind of. You know, I said. That's right. I said in certain circles, yes. Yeah.
What if you'd just been like, I sold out SoFi.
Yeah. Well, so, what's it matter?
Here's the thing.
I didn't know either way.
But I didn't. Yeah. I said I sold out the Bug Theater in Denver, and then it sort of never goes, there were some seats.
Are you sure?
The lights must have hit your eyes in such a way you didn't see the empty row.
You should have pulled out a copy of Esquire magazine, just dropped it down.
Dude, had I had one, I would have said, well, let's see. Sir, you tell me. And I slide it across, and it's got a sticky on the page. Open it up. See that fluorescent tag? Open that page, my man.
Here's what I was going to say about that, though. That's just the world now. Like, there's so many little subcultures and pockets of fandom in every world, like in music and comedy and movies, like anything, like TV shows. There's someone out there. Hey, my favorite show is Jimble Gamble, and I'm like, I've never heard of that. Oh, like, oh yeah, you got to check it out. It's on Plexis. Like, I don't know what that is. Like, do I have to pay for it? No, it's free. You just download it on your Flim Flam. What? Hold on, now I don't even have that. So like, to not know, like, that doesn't mean anything anymore.
It didn't offend me. It does not offend me.
Because there's guys who do sell out the Hollywood Bowl who I've never heard.
Matt Rife sold out the Hollywood Bowl, and I guarantee my dad has never heard that name.
Right. The people who had the 4 o'clock show before our Sunday show had a line around, and we had never heard of
who
they were. No offense to that. It is
offense to me, because I saw what we had.
Yeah, we had a great crowd.
We talking about Oxnard?
No, talking about Irvine.
Oh, Irvine. No, yeah. great crowd.
Great crowd.
All it
great
wasn't
crowd.
The biggest, but the people that were there were great.
Oh, that fucking sucked. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Matt, they came to see you and me.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Were they all sitting there hoping Oliver was on the bill? Yes. Nah. Here's the truth, though. As I said, it turns out there were two Never Not Funny fans there. Yeah. Everybody else was there to... because they came to see comedy.
Yeah.
So that is,
that's nice.
We had a great show.
Yeah.
Garen was looking something up.
Couple.
Oh, the handheld comedy thing. Were you able to find that?
I did find it on the
archive,
but it doesn't really say what you can.
But can you pull it up on the screen so we could see it?
I mean, it wouldn't, I can, but you're not, it's nothing.
Yeah.
I
also found it, and I suspect that what you can get was in images. But they don't have them.
The images don't load.
It says your points can be used to bid on CDs, concert tickets, personal electronics, vacations, and many more awesome prizes during our monthly online auctions.
But is there the handheld comedy logo at least?
No.
Or does it look like just like a GeoCities?
Yeah, it's just.
It's all text.
It's all text.
Broken. Broken.
Oh, no. There's a couple of images, but yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah, there's no.
I just wanted. It would have been nostalgic to
yeah,
see.
Yeah, absolutely.
It, even if it doesn't have like what prizes you can get, it would have been nostalgic to see.
Haven't thought of that in a long time. Or remember Rooftop Comedy?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we got an award from them.
We have trophies over here.
Oh, you have a couple of them. Yeah, they look nice.
Yeah, best online, since we're talking about ASD,
mm-hmm.
best online forum, right? Mm-hmm. And then also best podcast.
Garen, come in, Windex those a little bit.
Have you met him?
Tell me the day that happens.
Oh, I'm pissed at Garen today.
Why are you mad at Garen?
I don't know.
How much of my bit did Garen do?
I did two, and I told you I couldn't get to it.
Yeah, you texted me instead of committing to the bit, Garen. That's what you did.
Wait, the man's teared up. You want me to go to your bit?
Yeah. I don't think you understand what was happening before you got here.
It was
and when you said, I wish I could have come in here, I had some things to say. It was an emotional conversation. It wasn't you and your fucking Wendy Liebman jokes.
Substitute son's here, man. Relax.
I had it. Believe me, I had it sitting here.
What did you guys have planned?
Did he get to the rack?
Hang on a second.
I certainly didn't get to the rack.
Wait, Matt, go back on the hallway.
All right, I will do this.
And let's pretend now that.
Okay,
that,
and can I set it up a little bit?
No.
Can I just give a little direction? I just think you guys should have a conversation and let him.
Yes, that's what's going to happen.
Thank you.
I know how to do a show. Get the fuck out of here. And then, I'm not kidding, Garen, lock the door. So what we're going to do here for the listener is we will now talk about something stupid instead of my heart breaking because I'm not going to drive. He doesn't fucking get it. He's a guy without kids who doesn't understand that dropping your one kid off at college is now I'm depressed and lonely, and it's only been 30 hours.
Right.
So I don't need him coming in here with his shtick. In the middle of that. But now that's over.
Yep.
Man, and I now, really feel like we could use some Donnie energy.
What? We're having a conversation over here.
I get it. It's just sometimes I just feel like he would bring a lot to the table is my point.
Anyway, we're talking about friends.
But Garen.
If you guys don't let him in here right now, I'm going to quit.
What?
Oh, great. Don't let him in. Wait, when are you quitting?
Hold on, back. That went wrong. Wait a minute. That's not supposed to.
Wait, why are you quitting?
If we don't let him in, he's going to quit.
All
right, lock the door.
Oh, lock the door.
Elliot, you lock the door. Garen will do it.
Enjoy your last day, Garen. Hey, you know what? We'll let you finish out the day. How is that a threat?
This is why Donnie doesn't understand the show, obviously.
How is that a threat? You quitting, how would that be a threat?
Yeah, that's true. I was going to skip that one.
Unless he's sabotaging. He might be sabotaging you because he's angling for that.
Oh, you know what? That's a good call.
Yeah, but he's sorely mistaken.
Yeah.
It can never be him.
No.
Again, when Garen leaves, it will be a young person. It will legitimately be an intern of some sort in their 20s.
Yeah.
Who can share the life of a 20-year-old with us, and I can be the old man like Steve Dahl used to be with the young people and not understand what they're doing at 22 years old.
It sounds wrong to say it this way, but it will be a young woman.
It sounds horrible to say that because two
lecherous old men want to have a young woman in the room. A female energy would be interesting, something different. And then somebody who connects to a younger generation.
To that point, we have a gay guy in here, and it's not different energy. He brings no gay to this show.
Yeah,
he's just another white dude.
By the way, I started watching.
What's that?
That's kind of true.
Oh, it's true. I mean, while you may be gay outside of this, when you come in here,
I'm barely gay outside of here.
I was just saying to Elise this morning because we finally started watching the other two, which is fantastic. It's so funny. But I was like, of course, this is Garen's favorite show. It's his two favorite things, comedy and jerk offs. Like it's a guy jerking another guy off. Like it's perfect for you. Like it's like they read your mind. Did they find your diary? Like what does Garen want in a TV show?
You know, it's funny you bring up my mind. As you know, I have a film degree. And it kind of came up earlier when we were talking about Oliver going to film school.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And last night, I was thinking about film.
Yeah?
I was thinking about it. In many movies, you know, there will be a character who acts as like a stand-in for the audience.
Okay.
And,
sure. Like everyman.
Take Ernie Hudson's character, Winston Zeddemore, in the original Ghostbusters, for example.
Connecting character.
Yeah, exactly. I realize that's sort of what Donnie provides for our podcast, isn't it?
Jesus Christ.
Is it?
I think it's important we get him in the room as soon as possible.
Okay.
Is this the end of the bit?
When does he?
Oh, there's more? What do we say? Do I still say he doesn't come in? Or now do I let him in, Garen? What's my role in this?
Well, I mean, you can let him in.
No, I think the thing is, like, this is supposed to be happening organically. Like, we're doing the show, and he keeps interrupting with it.
Interject, yeah.
And what's funny is all that Donnie's done is screw himself out of 15 minutes of airtime by insisting on doing this.
But here's my... Well, I made him do it, by the way.
Yeah,
but I'll say this. I recognize what's happening, but I also, at some point, we have to let him in for this bit to finish.
Sure.
But I don't know when that is.
I feel like we could do the entire show, and then the last 5 minutes he comes in.
That's a good idea.
You know what? I like the idea of that comedically. I feel bad for a guy who drove from Orange County.
Yeah. Yeah.
And joking aside, we love Donnie. We love having him in the room. I don't know how this bit's supposed to progress. But can we just get to the part where he comes in?
Yeah, what's next, Garen? Or do you want to read
You've
more?
You've left me...
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
What have we done?
You've left me no choice.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have to unleash the Garen rap.
What?
Oh, no.
The Garen rap.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
How does that tie to us letting him in the room or not letting him in the room?
Maybe you immediately fire me when I try to get through a rap.
Are you rapping out of protest?
Is this a political rap?
I don't have a beat.
It's like Public Enemy?
It might be.
Oh, boy. Is that supposed to be happening?
I think it is.
No.
Well, you said you don't have a beat. He's giving you a beat.
He's on his own. He's gone rogue.
Yeah, we can't do this scripted thing if not all of us have the script.
Something strange going on. Something is wrong. No Donnie in the room, outside in the lobby, all alone in the kitchen. He's waiting to pod. That's verse one.
That was
There's three.
Maybe the worst bar I've ever heard.
If I may, he just wrote it in the kitchen while he was waiting.
What is the main thing we know about rap, right? Like, what do raps have to have?
Rhyme?
Yeah. People are missing a key ingredient.
But you've seen Matt Donner's comedy. It takes those left turns.
Yeah, okay.
So
this went off a cliff.
All right. Well, do the next two so we can bring him back in. I can see his shadow. I will say anxiously pacing.
Yeah, it's like a tiger pacing in a cage.
Yo, is that what I think? Did I see something move? Chill down your spine. Your heart filled with fright, not filled with by the things that go bump in the night.
Oh, there's your rhyme.
Maybe.
Donnie, walk through the door. Our own Winston Zeddemore. Let's call him in now. Yeah, that's who we'll call.
Oh, Christ. Oh, Donnie Buster?
Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, hey, Matt.
Da-da-da-da-da. I rap for you.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Absolutely awful.
Oh, I just
wrote it.
First of all.
Oh, that's not you. You can't blame Garen on that.
Are you kidding me?
He did the best he could with the material he was given.
Why did we need a beat? We
didn't
ask
for rap it. Without a beat.
Garen can't rap without a beat.
It's just the song from Ghostbusters. You just had to do it in the case. It's literally the second verse is not even changed at all from the
song. Wait, so it's supposed to be the Ray Parker Jr. song?
It's from either Ghostbusters. Or I think it's
Ghostbusters
from Ghostbusters 2
with Bobby Brown.
Are you talking about the Bobby Brown rap?
It's not the Ghostbusters. It's not the Bobby Brown one.
You know what would have helped?
What?
Some stage direction that said to the tune of
stage direction? I said you couldn't even take hey during the show, interrupt them. You're texting me, oh, I might make Garen make
he
me
didn't
mad.
Want No, no. First of all, Garen, your instincts were 100% right.
I know.
This was not the show to do that. Why don't you understand that?
I'm going to politely disagree.
You are out of your fucking mind. Go home to your wife and what's the line from Glengarry Glen Ross? You're a nice guy. Go home and tell your fucking wife or whatever.
Anyway, I just watched Ghostbusters 2 a couple nights ago.
And yet you can't remember who did the song or what rap. There was only one rap thing.
Isn't that Bobby Brown?
Yeah, it's Bobby Brown.
Can you look up the second verse? Which song is that? Is that from the first one or the second
You're
one?
You're talking about, I guess we're gonna have to take control.
Literally the second verse is just from Ghostbusters.
You like that song better than the original Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Because I do too.
It's so good.
It's a good song.
I like the Bobby Brown song.
That was peak Bobby Brown.
Do you know? It's kind of a celebrity sighting because it's a little bit of a game, but it's not a real life sighting. Do you know who's in that Bobby Brown music video? Because I went to the special features after reading the Wikipedia for Ghostbusters 2, and there was a lot taken out of the script. So I went, my copy had deleted scenes. One of the special features was the music video for that song. Mm. Guess who makes an appearance?
Al Gore.
Donald Trump.
Matt.
DJT's
in it.
As soon as you said that,
building.
I remembered it. Yeah.
Crazy, right?
What's he doing in there? Showing off that tie?
Walks out of one of his buildings.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And Christopher Reeves.
Wait a minute. Does that mean he's a ghost?
Oh.
Does that mean all we had to do is get those...
the busters.
I just can't tell you the number of times in the last eight... Like, where we're watching something and he just... Like, older... and it's just like, man, the publicist he just had put me in all these things. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy.
I saw him in something else. Jump scared me. I can't
remember. Jump scared you.
What was the movie from that I did?
I don't think it's Bobby Brown song.
No, it's not the Bobby Brown song. The second verse was literally just all you had to know is the beat of this very famous song.
But he doesn't
song.
Know
I,
it.
I didn't know what it was.
And you didn't tell him what it was.
Can I tell you? Mm. So the Bobby Brown song, I just sang the chorus of it.
I don't think it's that one.
But then there's a rap at the end of it.
There's a thing going on like that.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Are you thinking of the MC Hammer song from Adam's Family?
Please look up the second verse.
You're thinking of Adam's Family.
Are you thinking of Adam's Family Values?
All he has to do is type in one line from
What is he
going to
type in? Oh, your in rap song?
I didn't rewrite all of it. The second verse is verbatim. The Ghostbusters.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wait a minute. You Melania Trump this? You plagiarized?
God damn it.
Because it mentions Zedmore in the
We're going to have to call legal?
Oh, man.
God. He totally
go upstairs to our landlord and tell him what's going on.
I think I did a pretty good job with freestyling lyrics that I didn't realize
freestyle.
Were from a movie.
I wrote it.
I didn't know that's what it was from.
I didn't even write it.
You did a great. I don't know what Donnie's energy is today, and I don't care for it. Every instinct you've done today has been terrific. Mm. Not to interrupt during the emotional story, check. And then you were just handed a garbage fucking list of words, and you did a great job rapping that.
Excuse me.
He handed you a ship's anchor and he's like, here, go take a swim.
And somehow you floated.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I didn't have
anything. So wait, this is
that may be my favorite thing you've ever done.
I've been waiting because I just want to do the Bobby Brown rap from that song.
Please.
And you tell me if this is what it
wait,
is.
Wait, you
not.
Know it all?
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. They call the Ghostbusters and the In Control. Forgot about Vigo, the master of... there's something else. And then forgot about Vigo, the master of evil. Try to battle my boys. That's not legal. Is that it?
No, but that's a really cool song. I'm watching the video and I'm like...
It's Run DMC.
That's the one I had?
It's Run DMC's song from Ghostbusters 2.
Oh. You know, Ghostbusters
real too. Famous Run DMC song from Ghostbusters 2.
I don't even... Wait.
God damn you, Karen.
I like Run DMC and I like good Ghostbusters. And I don't remember this.
Don her meat bus, please.
What?
He's throwing you under it.
Yeah.
I thought he's a meat bus. I was like, he's vegan.
Yeah. I didn't really know what happened.
Hey, there's a street in Orange County. It's called Meats. M-E-A-T-S.
Oh.
I don't like it.
Is there an Arby's on that street?
Well,
I said. Cooking. I said there's got to be an Arby's on the street. I'm furious me that Ellie and I have the same goal. I am Esquire magazine's favorite comedian.
Well, right under there was Elliot, my favorite comedian.
Second favorite, Elliot.
You can't really trust the magazine.
Can only be topped by Elliot.
Hey, you mentioned since you're here, and you mentioned this, I will do Oliver's celebrity sighting.
Let's do
it. Oh shit!
We have a celebrity sighting.
Yes. Very good. Very good.
Oliver had this the Sunday before he left.
Love it.
Mm.
Very exciting. Go ahead. Yeah, hit it.
Famous people as Coco. Can you guess who I saw?
Celebrity side. You know, usually then I would go, Garen sucks. But you know what? Garen's a bang-up job
he's
today.
He's killing it today.
Are you kidding me? No!
He saw how close he came to being fired, and he stepped up his game.
He is just doing a terrific job today. All right, here we go. Oliver was with his friends, other 17/18-year-olds, at the Century City Mall, the outdoor mall.
Okay.
And they saw this celebrity. And they all knew who it was.
Okay.
So that's my first question, because Oliver has some specific interests that may not 17-year-olds might not.
But the other kids.
The other kids recognize.
So this is like a general celebrity. Anyone can identify this person.
It is not military in any way, shape, or form.
Is this an actor?
This person acts. I think in this day and age, we know mostly is that, yes.
So it's a gentleman.
I guess I give that away.
Television movie. They're not like a content creator. Like they're TV movies.
They're in TV.
I would say mostly. I don't. You tell me the movie. I'm sure he's been in movies. Mm. I don't know what they are.
Mm-hmm. Under 50.
I know him from television.
Okay. Under 50?
I don't think so.
Really?
So over 50. Okay. Is he over 60?
Oliver, I'll give the same answer Oliver gave. I would say between 57 and 63.
Okay. Did you play with Oliver? Did he do Celebrity Sighting?
Yeah.
And did you get it?
Yes.
Uh huh.
Okay.
I will say this. It took a long time.
So is this person on a current TV show?
I believe so.
Do any of us watch that
show?
No. Is it a network show?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Started off as a comedian?
Yes.
Dennis Leary?
No.
Oh, come on.
What about
that's a good thanks. Guess, though.
James, with the guy from King Queens?
No, sir.
Mm. Kevin James.
Again, current show. I believe the show is still on.
Is it a drama?
It is not.
I think Kevin James
sitcom,
does
a network sitcom.
No?
This guy's on a network sitcom.
Yes. And again, if it's not on, this is like maybe the first year that it's not.
Is it Cedric the Entertainer?
Yes.
Oh. Wow. Good job, Matt.
The Neighborhood. Entertainer. The Neighborhood. Still on. Still
yeah.
On.
It took a while to get there for this reason. I don't think they understand just how big of a celebrity Cedric the Entertainer is. Like
he's huge.
He's huge.
Yeah. He's a very successful man.
Yeah. He was there because, you know, he and Anthony Anderson opened up a barbecue restaurant at the Century City Mall.
Now I must
I think
it.
It's called
must go.
CNA's or something.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the poster.
Cedric and Anthony's.
That kind of competes with your restaurant, TNA.
Wow.
It's a barbecue Hooters. that's the basic of the thing. It's TNA, it's barbecue.
Yeah.
But it's like, and I think in 2025, that's what people want.
Yeah.
They want hot pants
yeah. they miss the,
and ribs.
They didn't want the wings of Hooters, but they do like the tits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AC barbecue.
It's AC. So
chicken, baby.
Anthony gets the.
I'm going to still go out on a limb and say Oliver was the first one to recognize.
I don't know the answer to that.
All right, give him a call.
No.
Okay.
You have to leave him alone. He's spreading his wings.
Yeah, this is not the...
He's 45 minutes away.
Let him be.
Yeah, here's the thing. A week ago, I call him, without a doubt, call him and get that answer. But today, no. He's in orientation. He's doing his thing.
All right. On the way home, I'll swing by.
You leave him alone. Don't go on campus in that shirt. You're restless.
You're going to an Angels game?
No.
Okay. If you want anyone to hang out with at the game, I don't like sports at all. I'll probably try to talk to you the whole time. But if you want me to come, I'll go.
Good sell.
Karen and I are really at each other's throats.
Yeah. Well, this little sketchy road is really going to drive a wedge between you long term. This is the end of our friendship.
Are these two guys competing to be your new son? Is that what's happening?
Oh, no. I've already won that.
Yeah. Garen's too...
Garen's a nephew. Garen's got nephew energy.
Garen's too independent.
Yeah.
I know that's a weird thing to say considering, you know,
this guy drives.
He relies on Twitch.
What?
Yeah, you're a child.
Look at your shirt.
I do. Oh, shut the fuck up, Elliot. Both of your boys coming at me today. Matt, you better stay right there.
No, Matt, off the air, complimented that shirt.
He did.
And I may punch him in the mouth later for that.
All right.
I was trying to make him feel better. I sense his self-consciousness over the choice.
This sometimes happens when I walk into a room, but we got high testosterone going on.
No,
yes,
no we don't.
Right.
It's a lot of bro energy.
That's what we're known for.
Yeah.
One thing.
As I said, I received 95 weepy emails.
Yeah.
Matt, I'm meeting people at the game, but thank you for that nice offer.
Okay, no worries.
Now that we're talking about Orange County, I need to ask Matt Donahue this question. You live in Orange County.
Yes,
you've been you drive back and forth a lot between Orange County and LA County. Do you know what Clearman's Northwoods Inn is?
Oh, good question.
Clearman's Northwoods Inn. Going to imagine it's some kind of inn of some sort. But I don't know anything.
That sounds like a no.
Can I interrupt?
I don't know.
When I pointed it out to Danielle on the drive home last night, she said, that used to be the Elephant Bar.
Oh.
So it was a restaurant called the Elephant Bar there.
Oh, wow.
And then these people have taken it over.
Oh, so it hasn't... It has the vibe of it's been this way for 60 years. That's interesting to know. Okay. So, you know, when you're on the 5 freeway around La Mirada, there's a building on the east side of the freeway that has fake snow on the roof.
Yes.
That's the place.
Oh, interesting.
So you've noticed this.
They have a great Monte Cristo.
Okay. I thought.
Isn't that what you had?
No, I had a patty melt.
Damn it.
I did it.
They have a great patty melt.
It's not for you. I don't know if they have anything vegetarian.
No. I always, when I saw it, thought it was a place that sold ski equipment.
That's
fair. That would make more sense, honestly.
But now that I said it out loud, that's a weird. That's like, you got to be selling a lot of skis in Orange County.
But a lot of times, like there's the place like that, there's one big one, and everyone goes there because it's like.
Yes, ours is called Ken Jones Ski Market.
Okay.
In New Hampshire.
Yeah, but that's an area where there's ski mountains near
makes
you.
Makes more sense.
But when you're in an area where you have to drive a couple hours to ski, there's sometimes there'll just be one big place, and everyone knows that's the place you have to go.
So you saw this place?
Well, I've seen it for 30 years or 20, whatever, however long I've lived here, and I've always wondered what the hell it is, and I finally went.
You went?
On Sunday, yeah. And
yeah, he had the best patty melons ever had in his life.
With true. Oliver down there and us kind of curious about it, should we do a live app from there?
That's what Elise said.
Yeah. Do a live app?
Well, no. Her idea was that we should have a Never Not Funny field trip to the restaurant.
Yeah, I agree, I'll jump in on that.
Like maybe a holiday party. Like we all go down and we have a nice meal at the inn.
Here's what I like about that idea is there's so many of us that we could all meet there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I like about it.
And what I like about it is that it's basically, there's nothing vegetarian on the menu, so Donnie will have, they'll have nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds good to me. Garen, check the diaries. Look good on the calendar.
No, I'm saying you're not welcome. And, and you wouldn't want to be there because there's nothing for you.
What if on his drive home today, he stops in there and says, hey, my friends are going to be coming here at some point. Yeah. So if any of these names make a reservation, and then he slips her 100, he goes, you contact me immediately.
Slips her 100?
That's the only way. I mean, because we don't, it could be tomorrow.
Sure.
It could be in 6 months. Sure. You're asking a lot out of this woman.
Sounded like a holiday. I'm going to go for December.
They had something there that I've never seen before, but it's amazing.
What do they have?
Well, first, Charlie got a burger with fries. The fries are steak fries,
yeah,
which can go either way.
Mm-hmm.
These were amazing.
Were they crispy?
They were not, but the inside was pillowy soft. It looked like they would not be good, but they were so good. I bet you could ask them to get well done. But here's what I was going to say. I always like to get a sweet potato fry, and most people, like, you know, a lot of places don't have that. They had it on the menu. I order it. I've never even seen this in sweet potato or regular potato form. It was a steak crinkle cut fry. Oh.
That's very
interesting. It was the width of a steak fry, but crinkle sweet potato.
You know, I'll say this about the sweet potato fry. On paper, I should love it, and I have not found one that I've liked in my life.
This might be your baby.
I went through a phase, but now at most I would do half and half, and it would have to be that I knew there was something interesting. So what I'm hearing is, everything you've named so far, I could eat with you.
I thought of it because I realized you could eat those things. But there's no main course for you.
That's fine. But the main course is friendship. Chilling with my boys.
So then what table are you going to be at?
They do have salad. Who are you inviting? You could have a salad and some fries. Does that work for you?
Matt, do you know how many field trips this show has had?
How many?
Two?
You guys went to the movies.
In
that's one.
19 years. We went to see Halloween.
And I didn't go to.
We went to the
and
to
we
the Greek
did
theater.
Oh, right. With, Ranganathan.
Ramesh.
Oh, yeah.
We did that.
Yep.
And we did trivia once. Which, by the way,
I think we did trivia
we
twice.
Still have to do trivia.
Yeah.
For last year's part cast-a-thon. It's insane. Yeah. We have
I've
not set
to,
that up yet.
To Garen's trivia more than you guys have been to
great.
Trivia. No, it wasn't just stating a fact. All right. We were going to have the outing. We were going to do that race show, that Amazing Race. We were going to do that.
Oh, I'm still on board for that.
Yeah.
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 The LA one, like where you go, you do a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I've tried to do so many. Don't complain that you haven't had enough field trips in 19 years.
This isn't happening. I think that was his point.
Well, here's the thing. I now have a lot more free time than I had.
This is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Oliver going away to college.
It really, the restaurant really mostly came up because I went there, but also because it's not too far from Oliver's school. So like I imagine Jimmy being on that road a lot, and I thought, hey, you should check it out.
Being on that road a lot, driving by, crying. Yeah.
You think he wants to hang out?
Is today the day my son answers my text?
Are you going on free hat day to Angel Stadium?
I'm considering that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Saturday.
Snag me one.
No.
Come on.
You only get one.
What's it about? Just a regular hat?
No, it's the city field hat.
Okay.
Or the city, what do they call them? City, not city field. City something uniforms.
They're always giving away free. Right.
And it's that, and it's a really
great. It's a nice hat.
The Angels city uniform is great.
Okay.
And the hat is great.
I can't wear hats like, because I'm a poser. I don't like sports at all.
You also have a head, man.
You've got City Connect.
Thank you, Garen. Yeah, okay. You have a giant.
You want to go back to the head thing? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not dropping that.
It's the circumference.
I mean, I'm looking at it.
like this part is fine, but then you see around the back and you're like, what's going
Please
on
Please don't
here?
Bring up circumference. My dad still brings up when we did the circumference of the basketball hoop situation. Do you remember that?
No.
Trying to guess how big the.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Your dad listens to the show?
Mm, he'll listen to my appearances.
You know what?
I bet you listens to more than that.
Maybe, okay.
Because the other ones are great. I guess, so that means gives him a little taste.
Yeah, he's listening now then, is what you're saying.
I don't know if he's listening live. He's listening now,
no, I'm
in
saying
a sense.
He will hear this.
In a sense, he's listening now.
I'm going to say it directly to your father. I'm speaking to, what's his name?
You don't need to know his first name.
Mr. Donaher. I'd rather you not listen to our show anymore. If all you can manage is to listen to the once or twice a year that this guy's on, then we don't want you.
Yeah, let's. I agree.
That's not true.
I agree with Matt. Let's bump that up 3-4 times a year.
Commit
bring
to
on.
The project, buddy.
I think his dad. I think he listens more than just that.
I hope so.
I think he says to him, "Son, I just listen to you.
I listen
for you."
Yeah.
And then he goes away and he goes, "I listen to them all."
My dad was curious what your golf handicap is.
Oh, that I play.
You're not ranked like the thing?
If I was hit, no.
Okay.
I'm not playing well.
Okay.
Is it under 100?
Well, handicap would be...
Matt.
Yeah, under 100. That would mean...
That
means I shoot 172.
I mean, yeah. What's 72 plus... 100 minus 72, whatever that is.
What is that?
That would be 28. Is it under 28?
I am not... I don't have one at the moment, but let's pretend I did. It'd be about 25.
Okay.
It would not be good.
I don't know much about golf, but it seems like...
And I don't even know if that's a thing.
As long as you shoot under 100, I feel like you're doing
it. I believe, because I just heard it from my dad, I think under 10 is good. 10?
Wow. Of course it is.
Yeah, that's great.
My dad's like a 7.
Wow. Jeez. Still?
And I think he's a 7 now, and he was like a 3 or 4.
So he can shoot under 80.
Man. Yeah, my dad's good. That's insane. My dad's a very good golfer.
That's why you've never beaten him. I understand now.
even at this age, like my dad is, he's obviously he's 82. His swing has slowed down, but he still hits it. You know, it's a slow swing, but it goes 175 yards straight down. My dad's never in the rough.
That's a win.
He just plays consistent golf where he's getting par after par after par. Maybe some bogeys because his shot went, you know, rolled off the green and went into a sand trap or something. But he's so consistent and smooth.
So if he took you and your brother as when you were a young man, if he took you guys mini golfing, would he beat the shit out of you guys?
At mini golf?
Yes. Is it transfer over?
No, I think kids are better at mini golf than adults.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think it's because we take it. We try and we go. Oh, this is golf, and we're like, especially if you're a golfer. But if you're just a kid, you go. Oh, I got to get it between there. Okay, ding, ding, ding.
But when your dad would take you and you'd go mini golfing, he'd take out the rangefinder.
Yeah,
from the windmill, kind of just
check the green.
Yeah, my dad would do all that. He takes it seriously.
He's like picking little things up.
Little things up. The
is the definition of mini golf that it is all green? Like it's all putting. Yeah, so there's never putting. A mini golf where there's like a mini driver.
That would be fun.
Par three golf courses that you know all the like there's the one in El Segundo. I think they're all 110 yards or less.
Is that more than pitch and putt though?
No, it's basically pitch.
That's pitch and putt. Okay.
Yeah,
we should go do that.
It used to be a bit longer course, but now when Top Golf took it over, it's all basically pitch.
But kind of what you're talking about, Elliot. I don't know if you've ever seen this. I can't remember where. Definitely seen a mini golf course where there's no frills.
It's just not goofy.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's no fun to it. There's no windmill. There's no.
It's just challenging holes.
It's just putting.
Yeah, serious putting.
Yeah, with some where you have to bounce off a wall. There's that part of it, but there's nothing. Huh. They haven't decorated it, which I think that's kind of a missed opportunity. What are you doing?
You know what though? That said, I kind of like it. Okay. I like. You know what I like about it? I like it. It looks clean.
But what are they? Who are they? Who's that for? Because kids are going to be like, "This
sucks. For my OCD." I don't need to have. I don't have to have a witch on a broom.
I know, but
I get it.
But most people who like want that would just go to a putting green. Like, go.
Can I tell you something that haunts me to this day?
Yeah.
Based on what you're talking about, and I'm not kidding. I think about this to this day. I've never brought this up on the show.
Oh,
okay.
Exclusive.
Because I'm humiliated by it and I'm embarrassed by
it. Okay, can't wait.
And my dad did, my brother, myself, maybe at that time my stepsisters. I forget who my dad. I think he was married to that woman at that. And so I had two stepsisters.
This is the first I'm hearing of you having stepsisters.
And,
exactly what I was. I was nervous.
It was a very short. It was a very small window of time.
Okay. Yeah.
And we were golf call. And for those, it was on Harlem Avenue.
Okay.
I think it might be Burbank, Illinois, or at least it's near there.
Okay.
And there was it was a haunted theme. Uh-huh. And one of the, you know, those, what are they made out of? Plaster? It's not plaster.
Yeah.
What is that? What it's not?
Paper mache thing?
It's almost like paper mache, yeah. But better.
What is, yeah, yeah, with the wiring.
There's a wire inside.
Yeah. And then, but it has to be weatherproof. So mm-hmm.
Yeah. So whatever that is, there's one of those. You know, there's a Dracula somewhere. There's a.
Is this year-round theme?
It's not open in the winter because it's, you know, Chicago. But,
yeah, but summer vampires?
Trails, Burbank?
Haunted Trails.
Wow.
Yeah. Still open?
Yeah.
He said Burbank.
Shit. It is Burbank. Yeah.
Burbank, Illinois.
Oh, my bad.
So here's what I did once. This is a hundred, and I, to this day, humiliated by this. I was chewing some gum, and I was done with my gum. And again, this is the 70s/80s. This would have been the 80s, actually.
And you're how old at this point?
You know what? I will say this. My stepsisters were not in the picture yet. I was younger than that. I would have been, let's say I'm 15 years old.
Okay.
And I was chewing the gum, and, you know, I didn't know what to do with my gum. So I decided the way to get rid of it was to take it out and to just stick it on this headless horseman thing. But to hide the gum, it had to go into his crotch. So I'm putting this gum into there, Jimmy, to get rid of the gum. And my brother sees me do it and goes, "What are you grabbing that guy's dick?" And to the outside eye, that's what it looked like.
Sure.
You did it on purpose, Jimmy.
Right. I'm humiliated by this. So my brother sees me.
So you're filled with shame.
It looks like I'm grabbing the dick of this fake man.
Right.
And in reality, it's, first of all, that's horrible. But I'm also not doing a great thing. It's not like I go, right. No, I'm putting my trash there.
I'm vandalizing it. Yes. Calm down.
Idiot. Everything about it's wrong. Yeah. But I think about it. Every time miniature golf comes up,
oh wow,
it haunts me.
Please cut that for next season's intro. I'm grabbing the dick of this man.
Oh my god, the headless horseman!
But you were putting the gum there as a joke too. You wanted them to see you do it. You thought
he was trying to conceal it.
What are you talking about?
I think little 15-year-old Jimmy is doing that as a gag too. Like you
to
think
who?
To your brother?
You no.
If he were, he would have said it to his brother.
There's so many spots you could have put that wasn't his dick.
No shit.
Like
why do you think I'm humiliated, dick fuck? But it's horrible.
But you didn't even think to twist it to your brother and be like, "Hey, isn't this funny?" Like you could have saved it by being like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, I'm putting my gum on it."
I just
now it looks like a tiny little
dick or something.
I was so embarrassed that I got caught and that I'm getting caught. It didn't even occur to me that I'm putting it in his. It is groin.
Right.
It was like, you know.
Oh, I thought you were aware.
No, it was like like he's on a horse.
Yeah.
And so the ridge of his thigh was like, oh, I can put it here. Nobody will see the gum.
Right.
And so as I looked around, oh, nobody's looking. Mm. I'm going to get rid of my gum. But it looked like if somebody was watching, oh, nobody's looking, I'm going to grab this fake dick. Like,
yeah. It was really weird that when you decided to take the gum back with your mouth, though.
Over and over and over. I can't get it. I can't get it.
Maybe I can get it from around back.
Yeah.
Dropping my pants.
Yeah,
then
you hop on the horse behind him and you're
it's probably best if I try to fuck this horse.
Can we just get this gum off here?
I can't get it.
This guy's got some head now. Anyway, I think it was inappropriate. I think it was a good story, like a good thing to happen to you because.
Are you rating the story?
It was completely.
I give it a 7.5.
I think it was a good story.
It completely changed.
I give it 4 gums.
I can't imagine you littering like that. Like, you littered.
That's my point.
It's so unlike you. Yeah.
And it disgusts me that you did it. It's not the dick that disgusts me.
No,
it's the littering.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't like that you did that.
But wait, so did you ever clear this up with your brother?
Oh, I said, no, I'm getting rid of my gum. And then if I'm 15, he's 13. If I'm 14, he's 12. He was just young enough of an age to where then it was for years. Hey, remember the time that you grabbed the dick of that?
He had this power over you.
I was putting it. It's not. I almost wish I was grabbing the dick because then it would have been like,
right.
Yeah. You know what? My hormones are going crazy. Yeah.
I just want to see what he had down there.
Your dad starts laughing at you too. Did he start laughing at
the
you?
The worst. It's like I literally was. And then it was like with my dad. No, it's like I didn't want my dad to know that I was putting my gum there.
You're right.
Yeah. So like I kind of.
You certainly didn't want him to know that you were giving him a hand.
Oh, it was awful. That's what I'm saying. To this day.
Yeah.
Worst.
So like, but as adults, have you ever talked to Mike about it? And
I don't want him to remember it.
I hope he brings it up at Thanksgiving.
I don't want him to remember it.
All right.
Huh. Yeah.
Wow, that was an exclusive story.
Because like, great. I could see if that were me and my sister, like, she would still make fun of me about it, but it would definitely come up as adults. And you've reached a point where it's like, well, maybe he forgot and that's what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Get ready for the sticker.
Oh, the Abbott Skelding sticker?
Oh,
it's probably
the Skelding sticker. Well, I'll tell you this. It will not be made into a shirt.
That's going to be an R-rated sticker.
It should
sticker.
Be a shirt. Who has creative control over the shirts? Can he make shirts without your knowledge?
No.
He should be able to. Matt, you have more power now.
No, that's not how that works.
Jimmy's in charge of the
it's merch. A good shirt. It's going to sell.
Public. Speaking of which, use promo code SCHOOL and you get 60% off at the Never Not Funny and the Jimmy Pardo sites.
Right now, live.
That's right.
How is that, with so many years this podcast has been going on, how is that the first we're here? You know, that's like a really deep story to you, I guess.
Because it really, I'm embarrassed.
Especially
by it.
With how many times we've talked about Headless Horseman. I can't believe it didn't come up.
Or gum. Or mini golf. You guys went through that whole.
There's been many times where it's gum. And there's been times where it's like, I felt like, you know, I'm going to tell it. And then it's like, eh.
Yeah. It's weird how when you have like childhood shame is different. Like when you're an adult and you do something embarrassing, you're just like, man, whatever the fuck, who cares? Mm. Like it's not ideal, but you're like, look, I'm an adult. I know that this ultimately no one else cares. But somehow you still, when something happens to you as a kid, you hold on to it the way you felt then. You know, it's like you can't go back and retroactively go, hey, that wasn't as big a deal as it seemed at the time.
And by the way, it clearly, it's nothing.
Right, right.
But it's exactly how you describe it. Like all, because again, it was a couple of years of getting made fun of. And then, you know, just brotherly bullshit.
Yeah. Right.
But then it went away.
Yeah.
And it's gone away. And again, it does not need to return.
It really sucks that
my brother does not care for me or this show, so he will not hear the story. Let me be reminded of it.
We got to make one shirt for his brother, and then he shows up.
God, it'll be his favorite shirt.
What am I going to text right now? Hey, I'm here with Matt's dad. I listen whenever Matt's on.
I honestly feel for you, especially because it's your brother's younger than you. When a younger sibling makes fun of you, that's like extra.
I'm surprised you just didn't play it off as a, like, that's what you were trying to do.
But Matt, it was one of those things where I was so worried about getting in trouble for putting the gum there that my brain didn't give me anything.
The reason I thought you must have done it on purpose is because, like, I'm sure, surely there was like a tree or a leaf or something.
How about a trash can?
Yeah.
There were no trash cans. Like, if there was a trash can, that would have happened.
On something. Did you ever swallow your gum as a kid?
No.
I used to swallow my gum. I got frightened. My mom did not tell me until after I had probably done it 2,000 times. She's like, oh, you know, that doesn't ever digest. And I was like,
they always say it takes 7 years to come out of your system. I don't believe that.
I don't believe it, but I did believe it at the time, and then I got very scared about it.
Now, why don't we believe that? Because we've never heard of an actual doctor?
Because it's absurd. Why would it take 7 years to
come out? Gary, Google it. And you know, obviously, this day and age, we got to get that.
I did it a dozen times. You'd have so much gum.
Well, if it didn't digest, wouldn't it just come out, you would see it like corn, you would see it when it comes out.
Well, no, you ever do that and it sticks to the toilet paper and you gotta pull it out?
Boy, that's a predicament that is. Jimmy Pardo. I cannot believe
that is the least Jimmy Pardo joke.
I've released this Ichabod Crane story. I'm a new man.
Yeah. Oh my God. Now you love poop humor.
it's shit talk all the time now.
Yeah.
Fart this.
Oh my God.
Sticking gum on
Garen, what does it say about that?
Gum will usually pass through your system completely in less than 7 days.
Okay, the 7 was right.
Wow, at least I got 7.
7 is
everything that's in gum is easily digestible by the body. Sweeteners.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked chewing some gum and then.
That was such an urban legend, though.
It was.
It was as big as John Bon Jovi having to get his stomach pumped for cum. Or Rod Stewart, depending on your age.
Yeah, depending on what era.
Yeah.
What about the don't have a sandwich before you go in the pool?
I think that's
bullshit,
too.
It's more about the ocean,
too.
Right? No, it can make you cramp up, but if you're in a pool, stand up.
Yeah, but let's think about that for a second. Wouldn't you say that about, would you eat a sandwich before you go on the treadmill? You know, any exercise, right. You probably
Well, I guess the premise is that you're at the beach or you're at the pool and it's a day with your family and like, okay, hey, kids, come out.
Yeah.
Now it's time for lunch. Okay, you got to wait a little bit before you go back in.
Yeah, that was always the way it was presented. Like, you have to wait half an hour before you swim after eating. And it was like,
or else you're going
to
cramp up. Yeah.
I think that was just. But why? I think that was a conspiracy by Big Mom to not let you, to not have food near the pool. They didn't want food getting into the water. So, like, they were just like, just wait.
No, but Jimmy's
separate the two.
But you're eating on the beach.
I know, but, you know, some wild man's going to be jumping in off the deep end with his sandwich in his hand.
I think you just motion, you're in the, I think they just don't want you to throw up. That's all.
So let's check in with the.
What do you got, Gary? What you
swimming about? After eating is perfectly safe for you and your kids. Next time you hear someone recite the old rule, you can confidently inform them that it's just a myth. So enjoy those poolside snacks and dive in guilt-free.
But it was in the 70s, man. It was a thing.
I remember that.
And you literally, because I'll say this about when you say Big Mom, they want, go get away.
Yeah, that's a good point.
In the 70s?
Yeah.
Get back in the water.
Right. Yeah, they don't want you.
We want to sit here and smoke. Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
We want to get back to talking about the neighbor who's having an affair.
Yeah.
I wonder why, though. There must have been some reason why they didn't want us to do that.
Somebody said it, right?
Maybe somebody just said it?
Did Dr. Spock put it? Remember that Dr. Spock baby book? Like, he had all the things on how to.
No, but again, you wouldn't eat a meal, like a full thing, and then go do a bunch of physical activity. You'd get sick, probably. Like, if you were, would you eat? What do you do before you go on a marathon?
He just read it.
No, but as a kid,
safe.
As a kid, I could see as a kid if you ate a lot of food and then you went running around.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Also, if you're hyper and you're bouncing all over the place, they don't want you to throw up in the pool either. Like, that's a possibility.
Well, that's what he said. That's what Matt said.
This article says
but throw up.
The old feeling was that after you eat, some of the blood may be diverted to your gut so that you can digest, diverting the bloodstream away from your arms and legs. And you may get tired or fatigued and be more likely to drown.
That's why you can't masturbate before you
wasn't even cramping. So like even the legend that the lore that I heard was you can cramp up. Even that wasn't a thing.
Seems like in the old days.
Wait a minute.
New site update.
No.
Don't eat and swim.
We know now that really there is no scientific basis for that recommendation. You may end up with some stomach cramping or a muscle cramp.
Okay,
but that is not dangerous. This is not a dangerous activity to routinely enjoy.
Great.
So,
next outing: sandwiches, water park. Anything about that? Absolute silence.
I'm going to tell you something.
Completely dead air.
I'm in.
You're in. Okay.
Matt and I went to the water park once and had a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Because I'll tell you what, now's the time to do it because kids are right back in school.
Once the kids go back to school, you go on a Wednesday and it's empty.
And it's empty. So great.
I'll go down.
Except
a lot
sometimes
of...
the rides are like they close some of the things because it's so empty, and that's not fun.
I'll go down a lot of the slides with you, but I'm not going down Geronimo.
Which one is that?
The one that goes like straight
down. Oh, the one that Matt, I think Matt did do it.
You did that one?
Yeah, you stand on a trap door, basically. You get into like a pod, and then the floor drops out, and you just go straight down. It's so awesome.
You didn't do that.
Matt, I did them all but that one, and I was the guy where it's like, okay, you're next. And I got there, and I stood, and I went, nope.
Wow.
And then, you know.
I've been that guy. I'm still that guy.
I don't think it's any scarier than the other one.
No, I think it is. What do you mean? It's just perceptually it's scary.
I think it's one of those where you psych yourself into it.
It seems crazy, but it really isn't. It is. It's exhilarating and it's fun, but it's not like there's about 1 second where you're free falling and it's kind of an insane feeling.
Like, yeah, I don't like. I've come to realize it's okay just for me not to like that.
Right.
As soon as
will you jump off a high dive?
No, when Natalie and I were on a trip and we were on a boat that had a board that you could jump off into the water and little kids are doing it and I'm up there pacing and people are in the water calling down, you can do it, it'll be good. And then the little kids started being assholes and they started doing it more to show that they could do it. Yeah. I'm talking little kids, like 6, 7 years old. Like,
in your face, Donnie.
Yeah, and it was just, I couldn't do it. I couldn't bring, I'd go to the edge, I'd look down, I did the little one a
few
times.
You're holding up the line?
There was no, it was mostly those little kids.
It was a platform.
They were just going over, it was a platform over and over they would do it and I couldn't and Natalie's getting embarrassed and then she's like eventually just like just come back if you're not going to do it just come back in the water because you're wasting your time like you know I'm like, I was up there for 40 minutes I'm really not exaggerating. Yeah,
that's too long. You should
way
either
too long.
Just shit or get off the pot.
I know that,
you
know,
10 minutes
in. Yeah,
and that was last year.
Uh-huh. It's okay.
Yeah. Did Natalie do it?
Natalie I'm gonna say
no. I mean, how high do you think we are that we enjoyed that story?
I'd say 20 feet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a jump.
Yeah.
It was a two-level boat, and the thing was on the top.
I think that's a jump.
And you're going into the ocean?
Wait, you're going to the ocean?
In the ocean.
You're going to hit that water. That water's going to eventually.
Yeah,
I did the 6-foot high one. I did the lower one.
Right.
And that moment where you're free fall, I'm like, yeah, I just don't love that feeling. I was taken on a roller coaster at a way too young of an age, and I think that's set the course for my whole life. I hate roller coasters.
Yeah, my son, too. Same deal. I did it all too soon.
Mm-hmm.
You never came around, huh?
I will never forget crying getting off that roller, and the guy who was running it gave me like a big plush toy basketball to like make it so I would stop crying. I was really, really crying.
What was the circumference of that basketball?
That's nice.
Yeah, that was a nice piece of
your dad's going to love that joke. Yeah, this is the kind of stuff we do every week, sir. Please, give us a chance.
In fact, it's better because we're uninterrupted by your son.
I almost fell out of a roller coaster, and I'm not afraid.
What? What now? Was there a horse on it?
Speaking of stories we should have heard already.
Were you putting gum in some guy's dick?
No, it was the Gemini at Cedar Point, and I was a scrawny, really, really thin kid, and we were may have been in the front row. I don't remember.
Karen,
but
Livonia, and we get it. Of course, you're scrawny, meth family.
But when it went down that hill, I was standing straight up.
The bar didn't go down far enough.
What did you do? Were you just?
I was holding on for dear fucking life.
Of course you were.
Like, sure. I could feel myself going like this, that like coming out.
They don't say you have to be this wide.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
I love it.
But that's why the new
coasters all have the shoulder thing, not just a waist thing.
Yeah, this was 1991, if not sooner.
Better times, right?
Yeah.
No shoulder harness, man.
Free and easy.
You guys are all woke with your coasters now. Yeah. These shoulder harnesses. We used to just have a strap across our waist. Yeah. Matt, see you at the end.
See you later. Matt, you ever go Canopy Lake?
No.
Canopy Lake Park in New Hampshire? No.
Wait, maybe.
Yeah, then I was like 10 or between 20 and 10. My mom took me there, just her and I, and we went on this thing that would go around in a loop, but it would sometimes like cross in loops, and then the individual carts were like for two people, and those would spin around too.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate fast things. And I was like, well, maybe now I'm old enough to do it. So I went on, and I'm hating it, and I'm swearing at her, and I'm holding on to the bar for dear life. And I don't realize, and I don't know, I think she did know, but she didn't tell me because she thought it was funny, because she's laughing the whole time. I'm holding the bar tighter, but the tighter you hold the bar, it made your thing spin more.
Oh no.
So it's like, I guess it would be like teacups, but crazy teacups.
Yeah.
And she's just laughing, and I'm so mad. Yeah, I don't like rides, so I'll just watch you guys.
You ever do the roller coaster at Chappaquiddick? You ever do that?
That's a great one.
It's just one car
goes off the road. That's it. You do get a little wet. But,
yeah.
My dad will love that joke. She's a history buff. He loves it.
History buff. Does your dad ever talk about the size of your head being compared to Ted Kennedy? I know
Ted
your dad
Kennedy
like
did have a big head.
Kennedy.
Holy
so
shit.
Big oh, that Gil Martin, me, and a third comedian all had bits about the size of Ted Kennedy.
Oh, really?
Head.
At the same time?
At the same.
The same
and
shows?
We all kind of had the same.
Take.
You got that Macy's Day Parade coming at you. Uh-huh. We all had kind of the same. We all had the same jokes with different words, if that makes sense. Like, we all had a different reference. And
did you not know the others were doing it and then found out?
I remember doing mine and then doing a show at KJ Riddle's with Paul. And it was like a Chicago showcase. And Paul went up before me. And I was all excited about my new Ted Kennedy chunk. And Paul did his. I'm like, oh, fuck. And it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
And then the third.
Had you heard his? Maybe got into your brain?
No. That was the first time I heard it, and then I panicked, and I couldn't do mine.
Are you calling him a thief?
It just happens sometimes.
It does happen sometimes. I know people always say, no, you are. You know.
Oh, like with Robin Williams or whatever.
That I think was intentional. I think, you know, you hear something years and years, you don't write everything down. Sometimes you're just like, you know, it's
and then you experience something, you go, oh, this is funny.
Yeah.
And then you tell them, and they go, hey, that's hey, you just did so-and-so's bit. Like, oh, fuck, I didn't mean to.
It's kind of like your famous trans bit that you were watching Chappelle one time. You didn't think about it. You just absorbed it.
Yeah.
I've also been doing a lot of crowd work.
it killed an Irvine
when you did that. Yeah. How come you don't, when we're on the road, you don't take any of those nuggets out?
What do you mean by that?
Like, you say you have these jokes, Ted Kennedy. I know that one maybe you don't want it because it's dated.
From his open mic days.
I know, but other jokes from back in those days, we just take them out, try them out a little bit. Be fun for me to see.
What? Why would I do dated material
that might have just been okay then? Doesn't have to.
There's a reason I don't do them.
I mean, you make a lot of other dated references. Yeah. But dated is probably not the
I don't mean references. References are a different story.
References is a different story, Matt.
Well, Ted Kennedy is a dated
reference. But nobody. I don't care if I make a Night Ranger joke.
Yeah, to me, that is another facet of the joke, is the fact that it's so, like, then you get to make fun of yourself.
Yeah, but when you make a if you make a Night Ranger reference, yeah. that's just a reference.
Right.
Yeah. If you're doing a bit a joke about Ted Kennedy,
yeah.
people have to know who that is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember a few years ago when Hillary was running, being at a comedy club, and the host was like, "Yeah, we got Hillary running." And then uses that just to go into all of the Bill Clinton material Bill Clinton was.
That happened a lot.
Yeah.
I get the dust off my Clinton stuff.
No, you don't get it. Doesn't mean.
And now they get to do it again because of the Epstein files.
Yeah. and of course, it's never not funny. We stand with. Let's release those.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
That's our statement on that topic. Yeah. Release them. Enough of the horse shit.
Let the dominoes fall.
Right. What, you think dominoes is involved? What about Papa John's?
I mean, of the two.
I think it's Papa John's.
Yeah.
Papa John's has some issues in the back of that Trans Am.
They might come out
Camaro.
During this podcast. A lot of stuff's coming out today. Your Headless Horseman Dick Train.
Garen's roller coaster.
Who knows?
Yeah. You on this platform? Maybe that is the day. Hey, what do you think about, you know, like this week, my favorite president, his words, not mine, Donald Trump, said he hopes he goes to heaven. He hears he's not doing well.
Is that a thing that he really said?
Yeah. Mm. Now, when he says he hears that he's not doing well, does that mean like he's talking about people said?
He's trying to make a joke of like everyone says I'm in poor health.
That I'm going to go to hell.
I think he died for a second, and then he, you know, St. Peter.
Do you think his health is like his health is deteriorating, or is it just one of his other rambling things?
I listened to what I thought it was just nonsense.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
He did wander around the roof for a little while.
He doesn't look good.
He does not.
Even by his own low standard, he does not look well.
His eye, I know this is weird to say, his eyes look.
Yeah.
Jaundiced
or
not good.
They're bloodshot or something.
You have a great Trump bit. Come out to see these shows, Jimmy and I. You got that bit?
Yeah, I got my hot Trump. So luckily he's back in office.
Yeah.
And then if he dies.
You can still do that. That bit's timeless.
Are you kidding me? If he dies, it works even better because now people aren't so divided.
That joke's Ted Kennedy level. You can tell that joke anytime.
You cannot tell Ted Kennedy jokes.
You guys remember how big Ted Kennedy's head was?
Yeah.
The guy who died 30 years ago.
I don't think you could. I don't think people know who JFK was. Like a 20-something-year-old sitting out there, they don't know who that is.
He's alive and well.
Well, junior is.
Yeah. I think you should bring out some old nuggets. It's fun for me. You have that list you'll do, and you'll say someone name a number, and you'll just do random.
That
lists.
I will do. You know what? Maybe I'll add Ted Kennedy to that list.
Although last show you did that, and people said a number, and you just went, "Yeah, I don't remember what that one is." And then you just kind of moved.
That is also possible with that list. There are some things on there that I do not know.
Yeah, maybe before the show starts, while I'm on stage, you kind of refresh a little bit.
No, but even then, I'll look at it. And I'll say, what does egg whites mean? I don't know. Like at some point, egg whites was enough of a bullet point for me to go, oh, that's my bit about egg. You know,
I think you combined a set list and a shopping list into one.
Oh no, that is what I did.
This guy hates albumin.
Cat food. What's this cat food bullshit?
Cat food wet. Oh, I like it.
Parentheses wet.
By the way, speaking of Domino's, have you guys checked out the new New York Times game, Pips?
No.
No.
It's Domino-based. Get psyched for it.
Oh, no, thank you.
That's fun. It's good.
I don't believe you.
It's very quick.
Did you do Strands today yet?
Yeah.
Did you do it without any other words?
What do you mean?
Like
Oh, without hints?
No. There's shoe.
Without making a word that isn't one of the things.
Yeah.
Yes. It was, I said to Elise, this might be the easiest, for me, for my knowledge base, this might be the easiest Strands I've ever done.
I am not into comic books. Like, we're not giving anything away. Yeah. It says Marvel-less.
Yeah, Marvel-us.
So it's something. Like, oh, these will all be Marvel characters. I'm not as invested as you are, and I did not have to do I didn't have to do shoe or anything. I got all the...
And I loved it. I know you're always saying, oh, it's kind of disappointing when it's quick, but I love it.
One of the big heroes?
Pardon?
One of the big, like, well-known heroes on a minor.
They're all famous.
Hulk is on there. You're looking for Daredevil. You got him.
No, you are giving it away.
Well, isn't it daily? Isn't it going
to
be long?
Yeah, but there's people listening to the live stream. Maybe they haven't played Strands yet.
But if they did... They finished it in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It was for a child today.
Oh, Hulk. Okay.
I feel like there have been some hard ones lately, so I appreciated that it was a breeze.
I like that it takes up a little bit of my time.
Yeah. What was the one the other day? Oh, the one that was apostrophes? Or not apostrophes. Hyphenate. Hyphenate. Yeah.
You
hyphenated.
Know what happened? I got hyphenated words. I got hyphenated right away.
You got the strand.
And then there was another one where it's like, oh, I.
If you found that, then you're on easy street.
Yeah.
But for me, I was like, why are there so many Y's and L's? Like I was, because it was like roly poly.
Yeah.
And higgledy piggledy.
Willy nilly.
Willy nilly. It was all these fucking weird ass things.
Garen. I didn't get that one at all.
I don't really the New York Times getting so much into games.
I don't like you.
Yeah. I mean, Matt, we all like things and don't like things.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, it's serious times.
Yeah, that's true.
Can't we focus?
That's
on
their
the
main revenue source. What do you want them to go under?
Bullshit.
Also, their political coverage blows. Yeah.
The paper of record.
Yeah, they had a headline article about not using small umbrellas.
Yep.
You shouldn't be. It's a waste.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? That you're wasting
what
hundreds of
mean?
Words.
What does that even mean?
Small umbrellas don't work.
The umbrellas that come with drinks, you shouldn't use those for the rain. Because it doesn't work that well.
That is
damn
helpful.
It.
Yeah.
Here in LA, it's very convenient to have that in my wallet at any given time.
Yeah, we know what you're putting
oh,
in
it
that
rains.
File folder.
There is something satisfying, though, about the paper umbrella.
I love paper
right?
Umbrellas.
You push that little thing up.
Little baby technology.
Oh.
You know what's not as satisfying? The little fucking sword. Little swords for cherries and things.
When I was a kid, I loved it.
No. Over umbrella?
I just, I love playing with swords.
But umbrella's mechanical.
It's mechanical.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. No, you're right. There's something more exciting about the umbrella, but the sword. The
sword's fine.
You can actually stab somebody with it. Yeah.
Just, they were pointy. Unnecessarily pointy.
They were necessarily pointy. You had to stick it through a cherry.
Yeah, cherry has no resistance. You go right through.
If it's rounded
clean.
At the end.
It doesn't need to be round. There's a difference between could stab someone and draw blood.
It was exactly as pointy as it needed to be for the job.
God. Send the boy up.
I will not hear it.
Send the boy up.
I will not hear it.
Garen, go get some cocktail swords. If they got a deal, get the two, get the three, whatever it is.
I'm sure
get those little holsters too, that like the sheath. Get the tiny sheaths for the cocktail
pull that
swords.
Out. I used to have mine. I would put it in G.I. Joe's hand. That's what.
Sure. Yeah,
that's
perfect
what,
size.
Yeah, that's what you do with
you
those.
You bring them home.
Of course, as a kid,
it's a
of course.
Free toy. What are you talking about?
And you bring the umbrella home.
Bring the
G.I. Joe's afraid of the rain.
Or, I'll go you one better. Bring the G.I. Joe to the restaurant, and then you're ready to go.
I like the G.I. Joe having a parasol.
His lady friend does because he's fighting in Nam.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
You've been to Nam, right?
Yeah, I went there in 84 as a school chaperone.
No, that's cool.
Right out of the egg.
Came out
is
nice
that
and
on
clean.
The list?
Yeah.
Is that what egg whites means?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Confusingly.
You don't know what I saw there. I had a sandwich I could barely get through. Comedy. Looks like I made it up in the spot, though.
Did you guys, I'm sure you guys saw the dude who threw the sandwich at the National Guardsman or whatever he was. What was he? Was he FBI? I don't know what he was.
Yeah, what kind of sandwich was that?
It was a Subway sub. Yeah, it was a full on, it was a nice size thing.
But it was a legit Subway sandwich.
Yeah, Subway got a little bit of press out of it.
Yeah.
Well, now they're,
throw fresh, right?
Three weeks late with the joke.
I guess now that's becoming like a symbol of the resistance or whatever. So people are doing like the graffiti, like that graffiti of the guy like throwing a Molotov cocktail.
Yes.
It's that.
Now it's a sandwich.
A sandwich. I want that t-shirt. Like, I will buy that t-shirt.
I want you to throw a sandwich at a guy.
Okay.
Got
can it be Donner?
Yeah.
T-shirts.
Yeah, he's on ice, right?
Garen, go.
Garen, what are you? It looks like you're about to slide something over. What?
No, because I'm trying to keep an eye on the chat, and I'm moving.
Oh,
the,
I see.
How's chat going? What's chat up to?
The thing.
What's up, chat?
You haven't acknowledged the chat.
How's the chat feeling? Excited about that that exclusive new gum of the groin story?
If you make a shirt at
gum of the groin.
Tier 200 level, I'll pledge to get that shirt. For
it's
the shirt,
just, it's just a headless horseman statue with
a gum on his dick,
with a stick.
Gum that has on his dick, but Jimmy's face is in the gum. How about that?
No, I think
that is the most unpleasant graphic ever. Nobody wants that. That's why you're wearing that
room.
Shirt.
It was a pitch in the room. Jimmy.
I like an idea of like it's young Jimmy's face sort of peeking out, like embarrassed, like he's got like a shifty look, but also kind of a like embarrassed look on his face.
I don't want me in it at all. If this is happening, it's the headless horseman, and all you see is
hand
elbows at the bottom
from behind
reaching up. That's
see
like
how
that.
Easy it is, folks.
Like
he
that.
Goes from absolutely not to now he's pitching shit.
No, it's not being made.
Oh, it's gonna be made.
Can I ask you a question? Listen, Matt complimented it off the air. Walk us through how that shirt happens. Do you buy it? Is it a gift?
You always say that about my. You think all my clothes are gifts?
Yes.
Why do I have so many generous people? I don't have anyone giving me gifts.
So you're at
your
stores.
Wife doesn't give you a shirt for birthday or Christmas.
Her first gift to me was a very nice Irish sweater, but it was too warm. Mm-hmm. It was too. I never ended up wearing it.
Oh,
that
no.
was a kind of a point of contention. She would wonder why I didn't wear it. I didn't want to tell her that it was just hot. Irish wool.
Gotta get
it
up
was
to
very
the
fucking warm.
Get
it
up
was,
to the mountains and use that sweater.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, if I, I've just been informed. Dave Holmes wrote the Esquire blurb.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's high praise.
That is high praise
of him. Oh, my goodness.
Who let you know that?
I don't know.
What do you mean? What is it? Just appears on your phone as a screensaver?
I'm not kidding.
That's an Amber Alert.
You know what?
Extreme alert.
This will surprise you. Alert. It was Gavin Newsom.
Gav. Did he write it in all caps?
I don't know how this person has my phone number.
Somebody who's listening to the live stream has your personal phone number.
Are you sure it's your phone number and not like the way that iPhone like merges text together?
Jimmy's so confused.
We know a couple.
Right
we know. Well, I can think. I could just say it. I think Jeremy Herbel has your phone number.
It's not him. I'm not going to reveal this name. I don't know. And I feel bad saying this. I don't know who this is.
I'm not going to reveal the name so that it is saved as a contact in your phone.
You have the name.
Or caller ID
it.
Or something?
Or no. It'll say maybe.
Oh.
So it says maybe and then the name. Mm-hmm. And then I could add this person if I want. I don't know who this is. Mm.
Reveal yourself. Text back. Say, who is this?
But again, couldn't that be something in the iPhone where like you have an email address associated with an Apple account
no.
and it's doing that?
I don't do that. No. Okay. And they wouldn't have that.
He doesn't do it, Elliot.
Okay. It's just not. You should know him better.
This person's obviously listening. How do you have my phone number? Text me with that information.
That's what I'm saying.
Is there any talk in the chat? Is this person also in the chat?
Maybe Keith Hegseth knows.
Not recently.
I guess if it was someone you actually knew, they'd be in your
conversation. Well, we know Kyle Ryan. But
you have his number.
This is a... I don't know this
person. Yeah, huh.
Josh De Comedy says he loves Donnie.
Yeah, we love Josh.
Of course he does. Josh, leave us alone, Josh.
Maybe Josh it's someone like... Great. Is it Josh and he got a new phone number?
No. It's a name with a face.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know who this is.
But you knew them enough to save them as the face. Oh, wait, if you didn't add them...
Are you listening to a fucking word?
I'm hearing you. I don't like that if I haven't added them, their face will come up. I think that's too much power that they can text... A stranger can text you... And then have a face associated with it.
But you're allowed to then add that face or not add that face.
Yeah, doesn't it like turn back and forth?
No, I thought it asks you if you want to share your face.
It says right here, do you want to add?
I don't even want to see the face. I think that's too much.
Explain your shirt.
It's a shirt.
Yeah, but what store sells that?
I believe this is a Lazy Oaf shirt.
Those are Pokemon?
No, they're little monsters.
Come on, Gary.
Some of them are monsters. I think
are they pocket monsters?
So it's a Lady Gaga.
They do look familiar. Like that one looks a little like the dog from Animal Crossing, but it's not.
No. To me, that one looked a little strawberry.
What else was available that you chose this over?
No, it's usually pretty warm in here, so yeah, I wanted to wear something that I could breathe in a little bit.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm going to give you some update on this guy here.
Okay. It's Oliver.
It's Matt's dad.
I'll give the name. It's Ryan Hedren from Louisville, Kentucky.
That's where I was born.
Shut up.
Okay.
You texted me in 2017 when I was on Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo, listener since season one.
Nice.
Okay. Wow. That's insane.
But again, why would I text him?
I don't know.
Maybe we're
I don't text Matt.
That.
He's my friend.
You're very accessible.
Really?
Everyone says you're just an open book.
I don't know why I didn't send this guy to fan club at Jimmy Pardo like I usually do.
Take my number.
Did you text him?
More information. Sorry, I've never taken advantage of having your number before. Don't worry, I won't abuse it. Just thought it would be funny. I'm very grateful that you did. No,
great.
I know Ryan. I thank you.
That is funny.
And I thank you for explaining it. Are you I'm going to ask you, are you the guy that works at the airport? Look at that. That's good information.
And now we wait the 40-second delay.
It's really cool that you're asking him. It's almost like you're using Siri, but no, you're just talking to your phone and they're responding. Also, what a card to hold in the back pocket all these years and then to use while I'm on. Yeah. I feel really special right now.
How do you make this about you?
Comedians.
How do you make this about you?
You're punching yourself in the dick?
You're Donald Trump.
Yourself in the Headless Horseman?
It is the guy from the airport.
Oh, okay. Good job.
He's a good guy.
What does that mean? He met you at the airport?
He's a baggage handler at the Louisville airport, and one time I was coming off the plane, and I don't think he'll be upset. He was getting off work, and he saw me walking from the plane to like the rental car, and he literally got starstruck, and he's like, and he literally they were like, oh my god, it's Jimmy Pardo, and then he goes, I'm coming to see your show this weekend, and
that must feel good, huh?
Yeah,
it feels nice.
It does feel nice. I'll tell you what, it feels nicer. Dave Holmes wrote the Esquire thing.
That's very nice of him.
Very nice. Dave Holmes, he's in the business.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
Of all the comedians, When he asked who's your favorite, he chose me.
And like, just that's the perfect summation to say that's like seeing Springsteen at the Meadowlands. Like, that's such a great,
it's a great time.
I am so flattered by those words.
You'll send him a little text later?
I probably did not.
Really?
No, you know what? I'm going to be a professional. I'm going to be as if I'm Tom Hanks and he's an unknown journalist.
Wow. Gotta keep
I think
wall.
If I text him, then it's too familiar.
So I do. So you do that for me. You write something about me in a magazine, and I
already an unbelievable.
It's not going to make it.
Let's just close your eyes, and then I don't. And I
you
don't,
know what I say about you, and I mean this sincerely.
What?
If somebody says to me, "Who's your favorite counter word?" I'll say Matt Donaher. It's like watching Brian Kiley at Flappers.
At Flappers,
I couldn't even get out of it. That's so good. It's like watching Wendy Liebman at the Improv. So like, see, so it's the
nice.
Same thing.
It is really. Yeah.
Working the Improv be nice.
Oh, you don't work the Improv.
I'll work the Improv sometimes. I'm just saying.
What shows you? Yeah, with Bert Kreischer. Who are you on with? You do the Comedy and Magic Club.
Yes, but hold on a second. If you did something nice like that and I didn't say that, if I never acknowledged it, there wouldn't be a piece of you just cursing me out every day.
Matt, if you don't think I'm going to text Dave Holmes the second this show is over,
okay.
Of course, I'm going to.
All right, just wanted to ask.
I'm very flattered, and it's high praise.
It is high praise.
The fact that it's Dave, and again, he could pick any comedian. He's worked, he's been involved with all of us here in town.
Mm-hmm.
It's very flattering.
It's very flattering. I agree mm-hmm. with you.
Very flattering.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think it's now going to say Esquire, according to Esquire magazine, that's a great press poll for.
I'll memorize next time I bring you out. I'll have that locked and loaded from Esquire magazine as.
You are not on my next show at Flappers.
Well, that's because it's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Happy birthday.
I have other
happy
plans
birthday.
Going on that night, but I'm on many.
Are you going
shows.
To a shirt burning?
I hear shirt burnings get wild.
Yeah.
So. I bet you the fumes from the ink in that shirt.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's
good.
Where am I?
All the souls that get released.
Gang, what's chat think of the shirt?
They can't see it.
They can't see it.
It's
audio. Thank you to Kyle for telling me about that, by the way. That was very helpful.
That's nice.
And best of luck to you and the baggage.
Yeah, that's great.
It's time for this. Yeah, we got to. It's always too much fun when Donnie shows up.
Well, especially when he leaves the room for 10 minutes. It just drags everything out, doesn't it?
I actually found that to be the most fun.
It was really
Garen
fun.
Sucks, but not today. No, Garen's not fired today.
Yep.
Hey, Garen, you have the con.
Yes.
But is there anything that you need to tell us before we circle around and get everybody's movie?
I don't think so. Nothing crazy.
There's nothing? Nothing.
Hey, happened. Jimmy, where's Garen sitting, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. He's at the Pop Culture Reason for the sponsored by GalacticSnacks.com. Mm. Head over to GalacticSnacks.com and use promo code PARDO to get 20% off your order. Already discounted bundles do not apply. At some point, Jesse says I could stop saying that part because we'll assume people get it. But
not today, son.
Yeah. Part of me, this show is already long, but part of me is tempted to have Garen reach in there.
I could use a snack.
Yeah, Garen, I think we should do it. Reach in there, Garen.
Let's see what we got.
I came early. I told you guys this. I came early to rearrange the furniture over there so that the snacks were in the pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I just was about, because it's not a big job, but I was about 10 minutes short on time. Like, it wouldn't have been, because as I pulled that chair away, it needs to be vacuumed.
Yeah, sure. And taking the TV off of it to do it all.
Yeah, there's all the stuff underneath. We got to figure out where it's going.
I noticed you don't have your trash. Own. You don't have your own cabinet in the pantry. Every other room has
in the kitchen.
Oh, no, in the kitchen,
do.
You do.
We
is
do.
It labeled?
If it's not, it means the label fell off. But we're right next to the fridge.
Okay,
and down low.
After. Yeah, I had that.
There may be some some Coke Zeros in there from 4 years ago because we don't really use it. So I put I'll put the extras in here, and then I never drank those.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Garen's got what looks to be a delicious snack, and it is secretive.
Secretive snack.
Oh, it's a sandwich. It's an Oreo.
Yeah. It's in the Oreo style.
It's an Oreo.
Oh, it's in the Oreo family.
It's an actual Oreo.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's an actual Oreo.
Thank you.
It looks like the golden Oreo.
So what's this? They can just take other people's. They're just reselling snacks.
It's a store.
Yeah, it's a store.
These are from other countries, typically.
Ah, okay.
It's a store. Oh. Have you ever been to stores where they sell various products?
I've been to stores, Jimmy. I thought they were going to have their own kind of space type based snacks or something like that.
So this one is.
Wait, no,
you're not going to. It's completely.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's no.
Oh, so you're getting no. You're getting.
Yeah,
no
but
sense.
I saw some graphics.
Garen,
maybe,
you almost killed me.
It doesn't.
I'm so glad I opened this up. I think there's full set. So what? You have to. I can't say the ingredients because you're trying to guess what it is.
Are you allergic to something?
Yeah, I'm allergic to something in here.
All right, well,
really,
Garen, what the fuck is going on with us today?
We didn't actually do what we've been doing lately, which is asking.
Don't
about
plagiarize
allergies.
Run DMC. All right, here we go.
hit some music here.
Sure.
I don't like the smell.
Yeah, it smells like it's burnt.
Oh, I don't like this at all. Jimmy says boldly, make a proclamation. I think we may have found my favorite of them all. I like the Post Malones, the double stuff, the Salinas and the Mint. But please don't offer Chewy Chips Ahoy, cause you can miss me with that shit. So let's meet up at the Target down on aisle 17. So we're sharing Oreos with friends again. I love that song.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites of all time.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was not as disgusted by this as you were.
I don't care for it.
But it's not sweet.
It's not sweet. I'm trying to figure out.
It's not sweet.
Can any of you name the ingredient I'm allergic to?
Dill?
Is it sesame seed?
Style?
But you're reading off
I get
the
nothing
thing,
for style.
Yeah.
No, I swear to God.
I get nothing for style
because they're going talking over you.
Sesame
you're allergic to sesame
there's
seeds?
Full. So I also noticed you guys will just eat Oreos straight up. You don't want to separate them?
No.
No, we're fuck not that. Children.
It's fun to see you get one side mostly cream. I like the cookie.
But then you get one side that fucking sucks.
No, I like a cookie. If they just sold those plain, I'd have those too. Yeah, there's full. If you peel it apart, there's full sesame seeds in there.
Okay.
So what is this, a Big Mac bun Oreo?
I don't know what it is.
It honestly tasted like the outside was a vanilla Oreo and the inside tasted like a... Like some sort of a herb dip.
Well, that makes sense with the sesame. It's got some sesame in there.
Yeah, it wasn't particularly sweet. I at first I thought it was coffee, but the sesame oil is probably right.
Just sesame oil.
There was a coffee
seeds.
Vibe to it.
There was a coffee vibe
it's,
to
it's
it.
It's a very it's a subtle taste, whatever it is.
I was not a fan of it, and I'm going to have Garen throw me the cherry balls so I can put some gum on them.
he doesn't get reprimanded at all for almost trying to kill one of a fan favorite guest.
Yeah, it happens.
Okay.
First of all, you're also one of my favorite guests, so I would never try to kill you.
Oh. But we were unaware of your allergies, my friend.
I think that's the bigger thing here. Is I know you're doing a bit, but he doesn't know your
and
allergies.
Also, it's not in English. He can't read that box.
He can't read English. You're asking a lot of Garen today. He grew up in a trailer park.
I have a degree in film, and yesterday I was thinking about film. And it,
yes,
he's Garen? Off. He's off book. Nice.
It really made me think of. You know, being like the representative of the audience.
Yeah. Really. Oh, like a sort of like the like everyman who.
What's that guy from Ghostbusters?
Winston Zeddemore.
Zeddemore.
Oh, good heavens! Yeah. We're back to this.
You just realized it now. What do you think he was doing?
Matt, first, I say things for comedy. How am I your favorite comedian? How is this your favorite show? You clearly don't get it.
I don't get it.
He gets it.
I sit with my dad, listen to my episodes, being like, why is this on?
Your dad loves it. You're staring at him.
He listens to it at 0.5 speed so he can like keep up with the humor of it. It takes him that long.
Garen, now you know that you... Do you know what this is?
I do now. I looked it up.
Okay.
There's not an ounce of English.
Did you try it?
Yes.
And now that you know what it is, I'll do this usual thing, this new thing I'm doing. Now that you know what it is, does it hit that mark?
Does it hit what it's supposed to be? I guess.
Yeah. All right. What's it supposed to be?
Sesame milk.
Sesame milk.
Yeah. Huh. Or sesame shortbread.
Well, I guess I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
I've never had that.
Chinese.
Yeah.
To me, when I ate it, it almost wasn't like it was eating anything. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing offensive about it.
No,
to
it's
me.
just it's almost tasteless.
You know, I'm going to say something that will be it'll sound like I'm full of shit now that we know that. I had a fortune cookie vibe to it first bite.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It had a little bit of that. You know how fortune cookie. It has just a little bit of flavor.
Yes.
But it's enough to make you go, oh, I'm having a cookie.
Yeah.
This kind of had that.
I buy that.
But when I'm expecting Oreo sweet, it was one of those things where it hit my brain, where my brain was like, I don't care for this.
Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at a much less sweet Oreo cookie, but it...
Me neither, but
I don't crave it.
This was not... Yeah, this was
it's,
not... There's a weird aftertaste. Yeah.
Garen, are there the cherry balls over there? So, just something sweet.
This guy in balls today.
Oh, we have those cinnamon bun JoJo's.
Cherry balls.
I might take one of those JoJo's, honestly.
You know what, Garrett? Let's do that. Let's go. Let's do a JoJo's.
You want a direct replacement effect? You want to go?
I
want to
have. I want to have an experience with a sandwich cookie that tastes good.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Separate these. That's what I hear the kids are doing.
Oh yeah.
I mean, literally, kids.
I think it's fun to do it.
Here we go.
These are going to be incredibly stale, but I don't.
Yeah.
Care.
All right. Now tell me what you think that tastes like. Close your eyes.
I don't do it every time, but close my eyes. No. I already saw the box.
Well, I know. Yes, we've had these. It's almost empty. Where are you heading, Elliot?
I'm gonna get one.
Oh, okay. Matt, come on. Jesus Christ, hand those over to Elliot.
Elliot, grab that one from Matt. That Oreo, because he's allergic.
I didn't really do too much.
No. I just didn't want it to be near him because he's allergic.
Thank you, Gary. You can have it.
Right. Or just walk around some more.
He's like John Travolta in that meme where he's just walking around.
I told him to go back and get something.
Here's the thing about all that is that I was trying to get a cookie.
Music, there's a reason that we use it, just because we want to taste some snacks.
And then everybody was telling me...
No, you don't turn that down for you.
Back. Yeah, I do, because I can control it.
Still in our mouths, doesn't make a sound that a lot of folks can hack. So we play a jingle, eat a cookie, or a Pringle underneath the cover of this track. We like food, it's appetizing, but one thing is irritating. Our mouth sounds are nauseating, yeah. So we chew off mic, that's just polite, yeah, we chew off mic, you won't hear a thing. We're masticating. Chew off mic, we are so nice. Yeah, we chew.
I assume we finished those, right?
You won't hear a thing.
Oh, no. I broke the box down.
You wouldn't put those back in. You're going to wrap that up.
Three of us can have one.
Yeah, William.
Those are delicious.
Yeah.
What do you think it tastes like?
Well, I heard
just come on, man.
Cinnamon bun.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, wow.
See, that's what would have happened.
Okay. It's good, though. I like it. I haven't had that flavor of JoJo.
Do you and Kylie and Wendy get together later for like a meeting? What do you guys do? Hey, I'm going to go left this time.
I'm very thankful how often Brian and I speak. It's very...
He's one of the nicest guys in the world.
Well, I also is a guy where I went to get his autograph when he came to Cambridge. Like, you know what I mean? I was like obsessed with his jokes. So it's kind of like with you.
What'd you do
with
that autograph?
It's up on a wall.
Yeah. Is it really?
Huh. Well, because it was my home club, the Comedy Studio in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and he was on the show, and so I had him sign the set list or...
The lineup.
The lineup.
Who else was on the lineup?
I think. Or I just went there to watch the show that night.
I think that's great.
Oh, it was
I
amazing.
Mean that sincerely. I think that's wonderful.
I still have to, like, if you text me, same thing. Don't get jealous. But, like, if he'll periodically, almost at least monthly, if not weekly, email me and say, have you heard this joke before? And, like, that's a huge treat. Like, it's like, I get an exclusive Brian Kiley joke. He's asking me. It's just fun. It's just,
oh, he's checking to make sure.
Yeah, it's
no
just a dream
come.
Yeah, it's, a,
that's
it's
awesome.
To me, it's like a reality check. I have to like pinch myself a little bit.
No, I get it.
Yeah,
I think that's great.
So yeah, we get together. We act. Me and Wendy, you know.
How often do you text with Wendy?
Not as much as I would like to.
No, Wendy does. She told me, and these are her words, not mine.
You say them.
Doesn't care for you.
I understand.
She literally said, she goes, oh, you talk about the kid with the shirts that's ripping me off? That's what she says. Those are her words.
Yeah. I miss when her show is at Vitell. I loved that Vitell. That place felt, if not LA, at least California.
I loved them, dude.
Yeah.
And the Internet Funnies were great at Vitellers, too. There just was that old school vibe of the room.
Old school vibe.
But so Wendy's whole thing was, her audience actually was old school LA, too. So it was... You really felt like you were performing like in the era of the Rat Pack. It felt...
I think it was the last thing before the pandemic.
Our show was.
That's right.
It was me, you. You were hosting.
I was hosting.
Wendy. Titus did, I want to say, 3.5 hours.
Yeah. I think he was. He lasted through the pandemic on that stage.
But it was crazy to see because it's like, here's this guy. I used to watch his sitcom as a kid.
Right.
And... He's just, I think he was walking around the crowd at some point. Like, he was not stopping.
He said that he just, you know, as comedians, when you're the headliner, you're looking for that one big laugh to get off on. And he claims he couldn't get it. He was like, I just kept going because I couldn't get that laugh to get off on. It's like, You got it.
Seven times.
Oh, yeah. That's not the sense that I got at all. My sense was he loves being on stage and wants to do everything he thought of for that month. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was a long set.
It was good.
And as the guy that was hosting and wanted to go home, that was a long set. And he's a good comic. So that was when you want a good comic to get off stage, that's a long set.
Mm-hmm.
Garen, we're going to circle back to you and get your movie answer. Elliot, what's going on over there?
Hello. What's going on?
Now, you're a guy that likes unique fashion. When you see a shirt like this on Matt Donaher,
that's a great question.
Do you think, hey, that's a great shirt? Or do you even go, eh?
I mean, I am proud of Matt. I'm proud of Matt for making bold choices.
What if Matt wore that on stage as a comedian? Would you think he's funny? Because I'm going to say this. I wouldn't. I would think, oh, there's a guy that thinks he has to wear this shirt. He's not strong enough as a comedian.
I wear this shirt.
Yeah, I would think that's a guy who wants to make sure he can write off his shirts.
Well, it's already done.
It's done.
It does look like a pricey shirt, I will say that.
Thank you.
Yeah, where'd you get that? Land of the Oafs? What's it called?
I love Land of the Oafs. Land of the Oafs 2. Little dinos walking around.
What's the name of the shirt shop?
Lazy Oaf.
Oh, it is Lazy Oaf.
I'm not fucking promoting. I'm not trying to sell.
Head over to Lazy Oaf. Use promo code Pardo.
I'd love 60% off Lazy Oaf. That'd be nice.
Well, right now you can take 60% off a Jimmy Pardo tour shirt or a Never Not Funny shirt if they're still there.
Did you say tour shirt?
Tour.
Yeah, I'm going to get a tour shirt. I've liked your tour shirts this season.
They do. Abbott Skelton did a great job on those.
Mm-hmm. They've been
really by the way, I'm going to give you an update. I'll give you an update on because there were some very last minute late edition. Elliot found some Never Not Funny shirts to put in the garage sale, and let's see if those are already all gone. And if they're not, something. Oh no, sales are very poor.
We've got pretty much one of each size of that shirt.
I am very
for the male listener.
I'm going to say that. Oh, I'm on the wrong site. Sales are good.
Okay.
Sales are good.
Sounds confident.
I don't have the Never Not Funny.
You're not logged in.
No, I'm not logged in.
Actually, never mind. Doing very well for myself.
Sold out of the baseball card is sold out, and then a poster is sold out. I don't have the Never Not Funny. My apologies. I thought I'd give an update on those shirts. Mm-hmm. All right, what's happening, Elliot?
I have a story. It's one of those ones that you're going to be happening, but I think it's too long.
Well, then why don't we save it? Save it.
We'll save it.
Because How to Survive has to do a show right after us.
So it's not an exciting story, but I had a game I wanted to play with it.
Oh,
so,
great.
So we'll do it another...
We'll do it on Monday, maybe.
Yeah.
I look forward to it.
Very good.
Please remember.
Yeah. And then other than that, nothing to share today.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a guess on...
Sure.
We part-omize, and the letter is G.
Well, I'm going first.
And it's horror sci-fi, and this is the end of this, and don't forget, starting next week, whoever gets it today, whether Garen retains or if somebody new, song names from bands.
Yeah. Okay.
Song by bands.
Do I want to be the first one of those? Anyway...
I think A's a good letter to have.
What do you mean by bands, exactly?
What do you think band means? Do you think it means Paul Young or Billy Joel? It doesn't.
No, but the Indigo Girls are a band.
Yeah. What about the Carpenters?
Well, they're a duo, but anybody not a solo artist.
Those are bands.
Yeah.
We're calling those bands.
Okay.
Springsteen, not a band?
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Oh,
would I allow it? Yeah.
You have to, yeah. My bad. Yeah. I forgot his full name.
So as long as there's
what about
band.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band?
Yeah.
Well, the band.
I don't see anybody in this room choosing him, to be honest.
Okay.
So Prince and the Revolution, but not Prince. So if there's a song that's just by Prince.
I'm going to say it right now. Bands. I'm never going to guess a song by one of those examples because it just seems like that's basically too close to let's whittle it down to actual bands. That
it's
have
like
a name
it's like
it.
Me where if it's a comedy but it's also a horror movie, I'm not going to call it horror because
same.
It's comedy.
Let's make this decision right now. I'm an executive decision from James R. Pardo Jr. Bruce Springsteen, Prince, Bob Seger. Those are solo artists.
They're out
for this game.
If a band has the name of the lead singer or the leader of the band, and
Eddie
then
and the Cruisers name, doesn't
they
count.
Don't, right. They don't count.
No, that would count. That, we'd allow Eddie and the Cruisers. But Bob Seger, Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen can be used when we do songs by male artists.
Yeah, Huey Lewis
and the News.
That's going to have to be a solo artist.
What about Huey Newton and the Lewis? Do they count?
Sir, they're not a real thing. Sir, they're
I
not.
Swear
a
to
real
God, that's
thing.
What my daughter
no,
wanted.
It's not a real thing.
She asked specifically.
How do we not have a shirt of that?
That would be a
of
great
what?
Shirt.
Huey Newton
like
and the Lewis.
Like a fake band name
because it's offensive.
Is it?
Huey Newton and the Lose?
Huey Newton was the Black Panther.
More offensive than you sucking off a headless horseman?
Yes. One is cartoonish. The other could maybe offend some folks.
Can we spell Huey differently so it's not associated with the Black Panther?
Oh, I don't. How about we just don't do the shirts?
Oh, I didn't realize that there was some other association with that.
Yeah.
All right. So I could not come up with any horror that started with G.
What?
So I couldn't. I'm just telling
Amazing.
You. So I went with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. The great Chris Pratt, who says, leave RFK Jr. alone.
He's doing
good
things.
He's a good poker guy.
He's doing good things.
Just because you hate Trump doesn't mean you have to hate him. No, no. I hate him independently of Trump.
Yeah. We hated
him because he's fucking idiotic.
If Trump never existed and this guy was out in the world saying, don't vaccinate your children, I'd be like, fuck you.
Right.
Yeah.
But that first Guardians, though.
He's also a dullard, Chris Pratt.
They're all good.
No, but no, I don't think they're all. I think you know what? I'll say they're all good, but that first one is great.
They each have something to offer, I'd say. Like, I think the second one is a kind of underrated.
You know what I saw last night? I told Garen in the.
What'd you see? A motion picture?
Mm-hmm. My favorite theater near us. I don't know if this is a nationwide thing, but they were doing it at our theater. They show like old movies on Wednesdays. This was the 17th anniversary.
Oh, the popular 17th.
I don't know why this was happening. You know, no guesses. Superhero movie.
Okay,
17
well, I'm
years.
Trying to think about what came out in 2008.
Yeah, but I guess. I don't.
Did that a Hulk movie come out then? Maybe
that ain't gonna be good
Iron
for
Man.
Me.
Nope. And this is a perfect movie.
Ang Lee. Oh no,
a perfect movie.
Probably.
Oh,
if not
minute.
The
oh,
best.
Oh, then I'm
going to
say that Ang Lee's the Hulk.
If not the best superhero movie.
The first Spider-Man?
It's not a Marvel, then.
It's not a Marvel.
Well, that first Spider-Man's good.
The first Spider-Man's good.
Yeah.
Iron Man's good.
The first Iron Man's good.
First Iron Man's good.
Blade Trinity?
No, not Blade Trinity.
I think that's a good guess, because that is a perfect movie.
Superhero movie.
Superhero from 17 years ago. Garen, he already knows it, because he told
knows
you.
It.
Is there another hint?
I'll give you
it's not MCU, but is it Marvel?
I'll give you 6 hints.
Well, give us one to start.
Yeah, nah.
What?
Nah.
Of my business?
Batman? Is it a Batman movie?
It's a Batman movie.
Oh, it's The Dark Knight. It's the first one.
You already
one.
Said it. No.
Oh, it's The Dark Knight.
It's The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
Were
oh,
you
it's going to
say your 6 hints were nah. 6 times?
Yeah.
That's nice. That's good work. Your dad will be proud.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Dad.
Hey, why I am not your dad.
I know I'm a father figure to you, but I am not your dad.
I wasn't precisely thanks much to my dad for being proud of me in that moment. Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah. And he probably wouldn't. He would no, he's not an action figure type guy.
Well, action figure.
That's for sure.
But Dark Knight. Very good.
Do you have a guess here about this G horror sci-fi? You're trying to match Garen.
Well, why don't we think back to the opening sketch that I wrote for Garen to perform?
Yeah, right? That's your answer.
And what kind of focused into that?
Hmm? Yeah. I mean, I think we see where we're going with it. Yeah. I know it counts because there's ghosts in it, but I think that's a comedy.
So I'm gonna
I
say,
agree with you.
Okay, so I'll switch my guess, but I do want
to... No, you don't have to.
No.
Go ahead.
I'm interested.
Go ahead and go ahead.
It might
disqualify yourself.
But I do want to say, I really do think, and I think it's mostly the soundtrack, not the rap songs, the score.
Ghostbusters is the scariest movie ever made.
I think Ghostbusters 1 and 2 are way scarier than people give them credit for. And I'll tell you why, too. Sigourney Weaver is not playing it as a comedy. She's very
not.
Serious.
That's true.
Okay?
She's not capable
okay?
of it.
Okay? And those are very good movies. I'm going to go with Gremlins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a scary... Now, that was scary to me as a kid, too.
Yeah.
But I think if you watched it now, some of it's a little funny.
Is that young man's name Zach Galligan? Is that his name, Zach? We looked this up literally
we talked
the last
about
time
this,
we
yeah.
did this.
Like recently, yeah.
What's that kid's name?
I think it was
Zach Galligan.
Zach Galligan, yeah. Because I thought it was why not Gilligan?
I liked when he did one-liners on the piano and not so much the acting, but I still
hey,
think it's great.
Hey, that's fun. Dude, I got to tell you something.
Mm.
When I, at the improv, they would always put Zach in front of me. Like it would be, I'd be the headliner and they would have Zach, you know, Zach always loved being on Jimmy Pardo and Friends. And then, they would put him on right before me,
yeah.
And you can't follow that. It's a closing act.
His special is one of my favorite specials of all time.
That shit at the piano. Mm-hmm. I'm a comedian. I'm in the back laughing, and then going, "Oh no, I've now got to go on stage."
And he's a great performer. The jokes are stellar. 100%. The jokes are flawless jokes. And he did it kind of recently on SNL. Within the last 10 years, I think, he went and, when he hosted or did something, he just did his stand-up.
I was supposed to host that episode, and I couldn't follow it, and I walked off. That's how hard it was. I'm living my dream of finally hosting SNL, and Zach does the piano thing. He's like, well, I guess I'm out.
I would have loved to have seen him live doing that. I probably won't get that.
It was great.
I still think of that joke of his a lot.
Oh, which one? His roommate?
The Amazing Race. Is that a show about white people?
I mean, just that whole special back to back is just flawless. Just go ahead and record one. It doesn't, like, you know what I mean? It's like, you don't need another. You could have more, but you just have a perfect one. That's good.
Yeah.
He plays this. Da, 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 da. My roommate always wonders why I play that when he walks in the room. And I tell him, because I don't have a gong. God damn it. And then, and 12 minutes of that.
Yeah.
12 minutes of jokes.
Killing. And plus.
And the piano, which somehow is magical to an audience.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's on the rise at this point, so it's a little bit of celebrity, too.
Yes.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. How old were you when. Do you remember his talk show on VH1?
No. I mean, once I got into comedy, I checked it out.
Religiously.
It was great.
Yeah,
I loved that show.
It was one of those things where you're like, I can't believe that they're letting them do this.
Right?
That's awesome. I have to. Maybe I'll go back and watch the whole thing. But when I got into it, I would check out some clips on YouTube. But VH1 when I was a kid was like uncool MTV.
Yeah. But that's why. That's part of why it was so wonderfully strange that it was happening on that channel specifically. It was like and when I say I can't believe they're letting him do this, it wasn't because it was so extreme. It was just like it was just very experimental and strange, and like most networks would be like, you have to make a real show. This isn't real. This is not a real TV show. But that's what was so fun about it.
Well, I would imagine they had a good time making that show.
Nice. Oh. Yeah, you managed to put it into park when you were done.
Oh, boy. I had something to say and then realized what I had to say didn't make sense after what Matt just said. And so then I just clearly locked up. And then, but you're right. I got it back into park. My car's safe. Mm-hmm. Matt, Gremlins has been taken, as has Guardians.
Yeah.
Are you going to go with the obvious?
I'm going to choose a title that will not win me any money. But I thought of it, and I'm like, I'm going to start saying the name of it, and you're going to be like, oh, it's a horror movie. It's not. It's a sci-fi movie. Ghost in the Shell.
Okay.
Now, which are you going with, the anime?
I'm not going to specify because that doubles my chances of winning.
I'm going to go then in that case, because I'm also not going to choose Ghostbusters, because I don't think – I think it's too on the nose for Garen. I think Garen goes a little bit – I'm going to go with The Gathering.
Okay.
Ooh, nice. The Gathering. That's... Now, do I know what that is? No, but it's horror, and I imagine that Garen loves it.
Wait, is that the thing that the last time we did G, you said it, and you had the con, and then we found out you didn't know what you were talking about, and then we looked it up and it turned out it was a movie?
Uh-oh.
Am I right about that? Is that the one? Because you said it, and you were like, I don't know what The Gathering is, and then we turned out it is like a very obscure British horror film.
Yes!
Yeah, I don't...
I'm going to go with Ghostbusters. Based on that new information about my own life.
Well, am I right, though? Like,
you are.
Yeah, okay. There might be a subtitle of a Children of the Corn sequel at some point.
Hear me out. I'm going to go with Ghostbusters.
Your soul really wants The Gathering to be a thing.
I got to see that movie, man.
You should see it.
I hear great things about it.
Well, weren't you saying that people on Reddit were like, this is really the best horror film?
They do say that.
There was something about it. Yeah, I don't
remember. It's about that card game I like so much?
No. No.
But they couldn't get the rights, so they spelled it the second.
Did the fans have a list here?
Yes, we do.
Are there 10 of them?
What about the chat? Does the chat have any?
Yeah, what's the chat thinking, Garen?
Chat.
Maybe this guy will text me his guess.
Has not said
my new buddy.
That would be amazing.
What's that, Garen?
No answers in the chat.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Right, well,
I'm sorry. Ghoulies. Josh Day said Ghoulies.
Ghoulies, nice.
So I have a list, but
Can I interrupt very quickly?
Sure.
Just say, because he said Josh Day. Josh Day sent me a very, very nice text yesterday, and I thank you for that, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Nice. Always appreciate your texts.
So we decided.
Why is he getting involved?
He likes text.
Say a nice thing.
I said a nice thing.
We decided to partomize for Z.
Yeah.
But I have six Z's, which I think maybe five of them you would have accepted as possible.
All right, let me hear that.
So number six, which maybe isn't a thing you would have known about, is Zombie Nation.
Mm-hmm.
How about
a show?
It's a show.
Well, not according to the list I looked at.
That could be wrong.
There's a chance I'm wrong.
Yeah. number five, Zombie Strippers, which I believe I've heard of.
Good for you.
Number four, Z, a movie just called Z.
Yeah, that's familiar.
Yeah. Number three, Zodiac.
Good movie.
Not a horror film.
It's not a horror film. That's a thriller. That's a thriller.
Well, this is that argument that we keep having.
It's also barely a thriller. It's more of just like a procedural. Psychological.
No, yeah. It's a thriller. There's a scene where he goes and
there's
stabs.
A couple of moments, but there's a lot of
It's tense.
Yeah. Okay. It's not a horror film.
So my number two on this list is Zombieland. I think we would have picked
that. That's a comedy.
But it's in there's zombies in
for
it.
This,
like,
for this.
Shaun of the Dead's a horror movie?
We've allowed
that. Do I think
it
is? No.
Do you think it is?
I just said, do I think it is? No. Literally just answered you. I answered you before your
question. Is that your new bit that you asked the question after it has just been answered?
Don't dissect my bits, Matt. They're new.
You two lover in Michigan says The Gathering.
Sorry, match that
good
guy?
Good job, you two lover.
Match that guy.
Thank you.
Nice, good job.
Number one, and, Z, I guess?
Yeah. Zardoz.
Oh, yeah.
That's sci-fi, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's Sean Connery showing his nips.
Wearing a weird bikini.
My baggage handler buddy guesses Godzilla for G.
That's not bad.
Which is that's a great guess.
That new Godzilla?
I just Godzilla. He didn't specify which one.
Much like Matt.
You'd be foolish.
We play, but with franchises, you just say the name of the main thing.
I know.
Do you? It feels today like you don't know anything about this show.
You don't listen to the show any more than your dad does. You walk out the door and you forget we exist.
I just like that new Godzilla. See,
it was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Godzilla Minus One. I saw it in black and white the first time and I didn't realize that's what was happening. And I was a little confused.
Thought you were going, thought medically something
well,
was
because,
wrong.
Do you remember it was called, it had a...
Godzilla Minus,
minus
One.
Minus One Minus Color.
Yeah, Minus Color, yeah.
And I didn't register that it said minus twice because you know how sometimes when there's two words the space weird, so I was like, I thought it was saying it's in color because I thought I saw the word color and then I was like, does it start black and white and then become color? I was
waiting for it. Was it a Oz situation?
Yeah, like it's just never
happened. Gets on land, it turns into color.
You know, I loved it in black and white.
Of course you did.
And then I saw it in color at home. I watched it again and that was cool too, but I actually think the black and white's better.
You a Mad Max fan?
I like Fury Road. I thought that was good.
Yeah, there's the sequel, Furiosa. There's a black and white version, too.
Oh, I did not know that.
Good movies. I don't think those get enough credit. Those are good action movies.
Mm. Yeah.
I didn't know they did Furiosa in black and white.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I knew the other one was. Fury Road was.
Elliot, give us the fan G's.
Sure. Number 10, The Grudge.
Okay.
That's scary.
If you don't like that one, number 11 was Ghoulies. Number 9, Ginger Snaps.
Ginger Snaps, spooky movie. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Number 8, Green Room.
I believe that's what Conan O'Brien gets angry.
Good movie.
That's what Ginger Snaps is about.
Green Room is great, though.
Green Room is good.
If you haven't seen Green Room, it's fucking
It's intense.
Creepy.
Isn't that Jean-Luc Picard, isn't that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is this, is that Stewart. When you say that this is like a green room in here? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. It's a horror show in here.
Oh, my God. Next up, Ghost Story. Sounds like
That's a great movie with Craig Wesson. Craig, is that his name? Craig Wesson?
Oh, yeah.
He was in a bunch of movies.
Yeah, but it's a bunch of older guys, too, right?
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. Right. I don't know if it holds up, but at the time, it was like a really great, what would be today be considered an indie movie, but it was, it was just a good movie.
Mm. Peter Straub wrote the book.
Who did?
Peter Straub's author.
Yeah.
Then we go through Guardians of the Galaxy and Ghostbusters.
Who are you gonna call?
Then Ghost Ship.
Ghost Ship.
I thought that too. Never seen it.
And Garen loves it.
It's kind of wild opening.
Yeah, I don't know if the CGI would hold up today, but I remember as a kid that was a scary movie.
Yeah, those pirates coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're on a ship.
They were, but
yeah, there's
ghost pirates.
Yeah, there's
ghost
pirates. Yeah,
we've all seen it. We know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
at least I
don't question us.
This movie comes up a lot in the show. We know everything about it. The sirens off on the shore.
Sure, sirens.
Wow.
Was that your Burgess Meredith impression? What just happened?
I intended to do a siren.
Yeah, but I was doing siren in the sense of...
I know what you did. I know what you meant.
The sailor.
I was trying to make the sound of a siren. I did not make the sound of a siren.
No.
No.
Nor did you make the sound of a siren. Yeah.
No, neither of them. It was maybe some kind of... distressed bird?
Yeah. That was worse than the silver alert we got in 4 in the morning.
Yeah, it was.
Go right ahead, sir.
3, Galaxy Quest.
Oh yeah, that's a fun movie.
Yeah,
again, comedy, but it is sci-fi. You have to include it.
There is real
sci-fi in that. Number two, Gremlins.
Gremlins with my buddy Zach Galligan.
And number one, Gojira.
What?
Godzilla.
Oh, okay. He said it in, come on, man. Can only be described as an offensive way.
That's how they pronounce it.
That's how the word's pronounced.
It's like him saying Indonesia. It's correct. Just, that's
his. Yes, I don't care for
I know.
He is not a news anchor.
Yeah.
All right, Garen, give us your 5G. Yes. And again, this is the end of the movies. We're moving on to songs next week. Who will have the con for A? We'll find out now, Garen.
Number five, yeah. Graveyard Shift.
Graveyard okay. Shift.
Number four, Galaxy Quest.
Who had that? Nobody.
Nobody.
Number three, Ghost Watch.
Ghost Watch.
Not Ghost Ship, Ghost Watch.
Ghost Watch.
Ghost Watch. It's a
terrific film.
That's about a guy whose watch is made of ghosts.
Oh, boy.
Hard to see it.
Spooky timepiece. Yeah.
Number two,
yeah.
Gremlins.
Gremlins with our friend Zach Galligan. Do we have a winner, Garen?
Number one.
Yes.
There is no winner.
What?
Oh, no.
The Grudge.
The Grudge.
Oh, that was the fan said it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is The Grudge? Did I see it?
Is Sarah Michelle Gellar in that? No,
The Grudge is a movie that is in the vein of the. It came out post Ring and was kind of like that, right?
The other was The Ring.
It was Japanese remakes.
Yeah. Oh,
that came
out.
I think it's Japanese.
Nobody answered my question. Did I see it?
Let me check your letterbox.
I think Sarah Michelle Gellar was in it actually.
Really? Then I might have to give that a watch.
We see her a lot at the movies.
Do you?
Yeah, we see her and her husband a lot.
That's awesome. And
Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Yeah.
Not the old man.
Not the old man. He's dead. He's long dead.
You should go up to him and be like, I was a big fan of your father. Just see how he
is that a thing to say, do you think?
He might be slightly like, oh, that's new. That people don't say that to me often. They usually just ignore me and talk to my wife.
Yeah.
Also, he has crazy Star Wars fans up his ass because he was
a
major voice on a Star Wars animated series.
He has a podcast with the...
Yeah.
Oh, what comedian? Dan Levy? No, who does he have a podcast with? Not Dan Levy, not Eugene's kid,
right.
the comedian.
The other guy. Yeah.
No, it's not him. Who does he have? He's been on the show. Jeff. Oh, shit. He hosted that show with Henry Winkler and William Shatner.
Jeff Dye.
Oh, I believe Jeff Dye and Freddie Prinze Jr. have a podcast. Huh. Is that true, Garen?
Wrestling with Freddie.
Huh. What's it about? Is it about wrestling or is that just a fun name?
It's about wrestling.
And is it Jeff Dye?
It is Jeff Dye, yeah.
And Freddie Prinze Jr.
Weird.
Yeah. I wonder, I'm interested to see, because I did like his dad. Is when he in 2025, does he appreciate that?
Yeah.
Or does he just go, Jesus Christ, I'm still in my fucking dad's shadow?
No, I think he would be
grateful that somebody gives a shit.
So. Mildly touched and probably...
But did he even know his dad? Like, was he one when his dad died?
I don't think he really knew him, but I think he's gone back and, like... Watched all
Watch
stuff.
The clips.
Yeah.
You gotta go. Okay,
he has another podcast with John Lee Brody called That Was Pretty Scary.
I don't know who John Lee Brody is.
Me neither.
I didn't know if he was a comedian that you guys knew.
Oh.
I don't know.
I assumed he was a horror guy based on the...
He sounds like a serial killer. He's got three names.
Yeah. Yep, got three names.
Not
serial
now,
killer.
Soon. Okay. All right, well, Garen, you have the con. Songs by bands. And yes, Indigo Girls. Anything but, again, a gentleman or a lady's name. That's what excludes it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And even if it's one of those stupid things where it's like Bright Eyes, where we know it's one dude, he presents as a band.
Right. Yeah.
Got it.
Panic at the Disco counts.
He identifies as a band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Lady Gaga doesn't count.
Got it.
What is Sarah Michelle Gellar in The Grudge?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Yes.
Who else is in The Grudge?
I remember this. Jason that's Bear? The one with the creepy looking baby, right?
Yeah.
That dancing, the one, that,
yeah, from, yeah, they took the same
that initial
CGI from Al McBeal.
All right, listen, we've had a lot of fun here, but nobody has answered me. Have I seen The Grudge?
Yes, I'm gonna say yes.
I'm gonna go 2004. Watch it. Yeah, I'm gonna go see that again. I think
I remember like
that retro house of yours,
or maybe I didn't see it. I feel like I liked those, I liked all those Korean and Japanese horror adaptations.
Yeah.
I liked the originals too, but like I liked The Ring a lot. I liked the others.
Sometimes I'd be too scared. Like The Ring, I didn't know
if
you
boy,
watched.
Oh, baby, get going to roller coaster. Can't watch the movie.
Oh, wow. The real Matt suddenly appears.
Look, how
no,
you're
that's
not
how
punching
me and
him.
Matt are. That's how Matt and I interact.
Here's the beauty. You punch him, blood starts putting everywhere. Your shirt goes, it looks exactly the same.
I had to balance out all the, you know, the foo-foo stuff at the beginning where we were getting all emotional.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. I'm very serious.
Intense bullying.
Do they have a return policy over there at the Lazy Oaf?
Jesus Christ. They're getting so much. I better get some free shirts out of this.
go to the dumpster. I'm sure they're throwing it away by the box load. If anything like what you're wearing, good. Says this guy who I wear.
Where's that retro spiky haired guy? He's the only guy who pays for these shirts.
Josh Day, I got an answer. I have seen The Grudge.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Josh. All right, Garen, good luck on this song thing. I'm excited about it. I think we're gonna have big pots. It's also going to be fun to maybe hear about some new songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be...
big pots. That's nice. No, there's nothing joke there. I sang that. I'll be nice to have them keep... Got to throw some headphones today, my friend.
Ow. Are you hitting yourself in the groin? This is Headless Horseman all over again.
I'm trying to find the gum. There it is. I put it back in and start chewing it. Matt, you know we love having you here.
Yeah.
Love to be here.
Not you, dick fuck. Donnie.
Yeah.
Great to have you.
Yeah.
It is always a joy. It's like family when you're here, and I mean that sincerely.
Well, I appreciate it. It's been not the best year. You know, you're not the only one who goes to the doctor.
Oh.
Oh, no. What's going on, buddy?
Well, I just found out the hair around my penis isn't real.
Oh, yeah? What'd they tell you?
It's pubic zirconia.
Why are you doing something from your act? Why was that wedged in?
It's not from the act yet. I had to try it out.
Wait a minute, is that true? It's on the act?
I appreciate debut. It.
Oh, no, this is going to go in the act.
It's going to go in the act.
Yes!
Love it.
That's a good, that's wonderful.
Piece of business?
That's a nice piece of business. Do we like the setup?
I
think the setup needs a little work.
I wouldn't be doing...
For this setting, it worked?
For this setting, just to get it in. You go to the doctor, kind of had to get it in organically. But yeah.
Sure. Yeah,
I'll rework.
I think the audience is going to love it.
They're going to love it, right?
I think so.
I hope so. It's good. It's for you guys, but we'll try it out.
I think it's going to do great. I only wish you weren't having a birthday the next Flappers, so I can see how the audience responds.
I'll push my birthday. We'll just go down to the...
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What is that, September 20?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, we don't need to be giving out my date of birth, my literally where I live.
You brought it up.
I know, but let's just...
You live in the Northwoods Inn, just admit it.
Yeah, when are we going to get those tasty melts?
Oh, you know, we'll meet you there.
Yeah.
Just waiting.
Yeah, just go. We'll
they
be
said
there.
They were coming.
Yeah, they're coming.
I'll
just
be in the parking
table.
Lot. Yeah. Just look. Yeah, you'll see me.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thank you for supporting the program. Don't forget to head over to the sidewalk sale. The bananas sale going on right now. 60% off right now. 50% off if you don't take advantage now. So head over there, and I would head over there quickly and accurately. What?
Sure.
Thanks for supporting this program. Thank you for being platinum subscribers. We truly do appreciate you. With that said, on behalf of the pop culture, we're looking over there. There's Garen Cochran on Video Village. There he is over there with a story to tell next week. That's Elliot Hochberg to my left with a soccer shirt that Elliot seemed to be attracted to. That's Matt Belknap. And across the table from me, if you look at him from the neck up, you'll be happy. That's Matt Donner. I'm Jimmy Pardo. See you next time on the podcast. AK-47, Gone, Not Forgotten.